changing history together, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are about to break massive news.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
4 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, 44 seconds. All right. Yesterday, we had a very important, powerful broadcast. It reached over 150 million people on X yesterday. Thanks to all of you sharing the links and articles. Thanks to the incredible, huge guest we had, the president of Romania. Huge, exclusive smoking gun JFK assassination information that trended top of X, and it's all over the news today. But I still dropped the ball. Because I know criminal elements of the Pentagon are planning some type of coup against Trump. And we have massive evidence of that. And I spent 30 minutes on it, and that was not enough. Well, last night, I got home from work at about 6:30, and I was going to stop working, went and ate dinner with my wife and daughter. And I just couldn't help myself while she was plating up the food. I went to look at the top of X, and there was James O'Keefe. And he has this incredible bombshell. He has them all the time. This is one of the biggest. This is the top couple ever of importance. And I love James. He's super smart. But the headline did not approach what was on the 14-minute undercover video with the top advisor from the FBI liaison to the Joint Chiefs in the big skiff bubble room under the highest security in our government. He brags about how they're preparing a coup against Trump. Now, the commenters got it as soon as they're reading it, but O'Keefe just goes with the angle that he's been fired a few hours after it came out. And I'm not criticizing O'Keefe. I'm just saying this is way bigger than what O'Keefe said it was. So this alone is just stunning. And I've got the backstory. I've got sources. I've got their public admissions. I have all the clips. I should probably just drop everything and only cover this. Because we have 95% of it. We have to then ask, what will be their excuse for the coup? What's the mechanism of that to be rolled out? And I mean a total coup. And then they won't just kill Trump. They're going to roll out against all of us at the same time. And they've said they will. On MSNBC, on CNN, high-level CIA, you name it, we play the clips. Once we've crushed Trump, we've got to then dismantle and wage war against MAGA. So I know the training. 95% of this is all public. The last 5% we have to then break down, knowing their past activities. How would they get away with something like this? What's the smokescreen for it? We better war game this. We better talk about it. What did I do Monday? I covered it for about an hour on the show. Then I didn't think that was enough. I shot a special report Monday night. We had the first 30 minutes of the show on it yesterday. And then what does O'Keefe get? And he'd gotten this just days before. He's bragging, oh, tomorrow I'm in a secret briefing with the Joint Chiefs of Staff on how we protect America from Trump. The Pentagon and secret meetings about protecting America from Trump, that's a coup meeting. Now, a week after Trump was elected in November, it came out because they were trying to float it to normalize it on CNN. Pentagon chiefs meeting to discuss what do they do if Trump gives illegal orders. You type that in. Pentagon chiefs meet in secret on what they plan to do if Trump gives illegal orders. That's the pretext of why they're meeting and plotting against the president. And again, this is hiding in plain view. And even O'Keefe, God love him, what a champion, does not even know what he's looking at when he gets it. This is God, though, having this come out. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I have got a massive win-win situation for you. The AlexJonesStore.com has launched an affiliate program. Now, you can use the money you make from it to buy product, or with one click, get cashed out every single month at the AlexJonesStore.com. So while you get access to amazing supplements, Patriot gear, and other amazing products, you can also promote the link on your email, to your friends, to your family, on your X account, on Instagram, on YouTube, and 10% of the sale comes right off the top to you, paid out each month. This is going to explode. I just told friends and family about it a few days ago. They're excited, especially other talk show hosts, whether you're large or small. This is a major affiliate deal. These are great products. So no matter who you are, everybody, get over to thealexjonesstore.com. You don't need any tech skill. It's so easy. Just post the link and get paid. Thealexjonesstore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, January 15th, 2025, we are 4.5 days out from the inauguration of President Trump in D.C. All right, I know exactly what's going on. I know exactly what the bad guys are planning in the main. The specifics and the fine details of how they're going to trigger the national emergency are a spectrum of things they've got warmed up, pre-programmed, and prepared. So it'd be like if I had the other football team's playbook, say I'm Belichick and I get it, you know, buy it off somebody, I still don't know exactly what the quarterback's going to call when they come out of the huddle, but I got to watch closely and then give signals to my people that I pick up what's about to happen. So that's basically the perfect analogy. We know what's in the playbook. We know the formations. We know what their plans are. We just don't know how they're going to implement them when. Now, I'm going to ask you all a question right now at 11:07 Central Standard Time. If there was a deep state plot to overthrow Trump and we found out about it, would you care? Of course you would. It's a rhetorical question. And everything we cover here is very serious. And years ago, I might have one emergency broadcast a year, but now a couple days a week, we put in front of the live show feed on X and Infowars.com, emergency broadcast. Wednesday emergency broadcast, LA emergency managers ordered a partial stand down the day the fires erupted, plus James O'Keefe has uncovered a deep state Pentagon coup plot targeting Trump. Yeah, it's must watch share. And then it goes on and on and on. So, I want to ask every person listening to me on 450-plus radio stations, I want to ask every person listening to us on X or watching at Real Alex Jones, I want to ask everybody watching us on the TV station or cable station, we're on a lot of them, I want to ask every person that sees this video archived later to Bandop Video or Infowars.com or Real Alex Jones on X to take this information and share it like your future depends on it, because it does. When you're in an emergency, historically, and by any yardstick we are, militarily, culturally, economically, spiritually, you have to recognize you're in the emergency. Because the left and Rachel Maddow and all of them make the joke about, oh, Alex Jones, another emergency broadcast. Yeah. Because we are Paul Revere's telling people what is obvious and saying, this is an emergency. Don't you agree? Yes. Well, let's do something about it. And awareness to what the bad guys are doing isn't just critical. It's not paramount. It's absolute. It is existential, meaning life and death. Now, here's what I'm going to be covering, but I want to ask all of you now, you are the Paul Revere's, you are the 1776 worldwide, you have all the power. Yesterday, I spent 10 minutes this morning just quickly scribbling, and this was at like 6 a.m., about to get my daughter up, starting to cook breakfast for her. And I'd already been up since 3 a.m. researching. And I said, well, I need to get an accurate number. So I went down the X feed on Real Alex Jones from yesterday's show and the clips, and it came in at over 125 million views. The show and big chunks of it. 125 million. There's no way to count everybody else copying it everywhere else. I mean, just the Kennedy stuff has two reports, the full report and a clip of it. That's like 60-something million of the stuff. Now, the reason I say that is that's major horsepower in the fight for liberty. That's Death Star laser power to blow up the globalists politically. And, of course, wouldn't be possible without you sharing the information, without us doing the research and busting our asses and having the courage to do it. And Elon Musk is the absolute game-changing catalyst. Without him and without Trump being so strong and all the hell he's gone through, we would not have not just a fighting chance. We are routing the globalist. This is a football game at this point. We're 45 points ahead. All right. But that doesn't mean we got it in the bag because they can try to blow the planet up. But that's about all they've got left. And that means we got issues because they're desperate. This is the time for false flags by the bad guys, escalation in war, you name it, and all the stuff we'd expect to see on the radar isn't blinking, it's screaming it. I mean, red flag, red flashing light, indicators for massive deep state retaliation to try to take control of the narrative is the highest I've ever seen it, and I am got chills shooting up and down my spine the last 3-4 hours. And I'm saying all that right now because it's true, and that's where we are, and I want you to get your head in the game, and I know most of you do, but for everybody else, this isn't a fucking game. This is the future of our civilization and society in our hands if we just face the facts and then let the bad guys know, we know what you're up to, and you better not do it. And I've already explained that to the globalist. I predicted you'd see people start rolling over to our side in the last 6 months. It's now escalating. And the quicker we can get the bad guys, most of their people, to give up, which they're doing, and let them know they'll be given amnesty if they run white flags up, the faster we can put this thing to bed. But we are in the danger zone of danger zones right now. Now, you notice Monday and Tuesday on the show and special reports I filed, I said, look, here they are gearing up to create some type of national emergency trigger, detonator, catalyst, pretext to be the smokescreen of a military coup against President Trump. And that means over the COG, the internet kill switches, the technological technocracy, AI grid that's basically already in place. And they've got a lot of crises and a lot of nasty tricks up their sleeves that they could pull to try to sell that. I, again, do not know exactly which one they'll pull when or how. I'm trying to expose every pre-programmed, rolled-out operation I see that are ready to go. And pre-programmed, as I say. And I list those constantly, and you saw most of the things I predicted. Unfortunately, once Trump won, they rolled out. And now they are locked, cocked, aimed, finger on the trigger. Now, We then do second, third order analysis here for the public and for the good guys and the bad guys, explaining that every one of those scenarios they launch have a 100% chance of failing in the second order developments, and it gets worse after that. Yeah, you might be able to kill Trump, bring in martial law, cancel election, stuff you see going on in Europe. That's just going to backfire bigger on you. And even the New York Times last week, when Trudeau pulled that fast one and said he was going to resign and then had the governor general suspend parliament so he could stay in, the New York Times said, look, this will keep you in 3, 4, 5 months, but it's going to totally destroy your party and our progressive globalists and the WEF. You need to leave now. They are starting to think about second order a little bit. Hey, you thought that mugshot would help you with Trump, made him get 5 points, admittedly. You thought all the fake criminal convictions would hurt him, made him get more popular. Because once people get what's going on, everybody loves Robin Hood. Everybody loves Jesse James, dummies. And so, if I was a sick person, I wouldn't be explaining this to the bad guys. Because down the road, it really makes sure they all get executed. But I don't want to execute them. I just want them to go away. Because if we get to the type of world where it goes to that, it's going to mean that things got so nasty and so bad and that they didn't give up that they had to be fully destroyed. So I want stability and calm, prosperity and freedom, and that's what I want. And so let me tell you what's coming up today. We predicted how they would use fires to burn out key zones. Maui, Lahaina was just a test. Day one, last Tuesday, 80 days ago, I came on the show. You should go watch it if you missed it. If you weren't one of the 150 million people that day that watched the show on X alone. And I laid out where it was going. They'd have a Marshall Plan, a 15-minute city, and you'll learn they didn't deliver the water from the mountain reservoirs and drained other ones, and I would expect slow response by the fire department and sabotage administratively. And then they'll say, oh, don't worry, we're going to get $100 billion. Now they're saying it's $200 billion they're going to get. And it's going to go to the governor, and he'll suspend all the laws so he can implement whatever he wants for insiders. And they'll call that protection of the public from speculators. And exactly what I said happened to the finest point. Because it's a formula these people run. Well, soon all the cities will be burned down, climate change. I've been saying that for 10 years everywhere. And they're like, yeah, you don't do fire mitigation. You don't trim trees around power lines. You leave the power lines on when high winds come in. The trees fall over. You're going to get firestorm. I mean, that right there is arson. But when I learned this last night, the reason I only slept 3 hours, when I went to bed about midnight, I got up at like 3:20. I couldn't go to sleep over it. But I said, I'll cover it tomorrow. Just wait, you can get to it tomorrow. Almost shot a report like midnight last night. And it broke in the mainline LA Times, all of them. That, and I've got it all right here. I'll go over it all. That the default emergency management system, that when winds above 50 miles an hour are forecasted, this is what firefighters sign up for, by the way. Most of the time they're training and doing stuff and teaching people CPR and sitting around playing cards. And that's fine, because when they work, they work. That's the culture. But the default everywhere, but particularly Southern California, it's tinderbox, is that when the winds are scheduled to go above 50, and they were saying above 70, they call it red flag alert. That's what it's called. They had the highest level red flag, they're saying. And now it's being looked into. And I spent hours on this morning. For the first time ever, the emergency managers got together and didn't just not deploy extra firefighters, they cut the number. So the default would be to double and have fire engines at key points, so they've got maps of where fires should break out and where they need to be. But instead, just in the Palisades, they had 40 plus fire engines and crews, and they just told them, no, we know this now from whistleblowers, and it's confirmed. They're now admitting it. They're defending it. You don't worry about that. You don't need to go get in your engines and get deployed. You just go ahead and take the day off. Heck, you just go on home. You don't just go out and get the engines at key points and make sure everything's loaded up and extra water in the tanks. You just go on home, sweetheart. And they're like, what do you mean? We're here certain many days of the week, and we're off some of the days, but you live at the fire station. That's just the normal day they're living there, so they're ready. And then when there's a crisis, high winds coming in, or any other default emergency plan, they're out in the engines at key points, already spread out. They're like, no, no, sweeties. You go on home. This is 100% a false flag, a fire flag. And we have the history and the motive, and we predicted it. And I said, we can find it whenever Lahaina happened. And not just myself, others. We said, man, they're going to burn California out next, because we know that was a test. All the same crap was pulled. Yeah, and then you see the article about a staggering 100 essential fire trucks idle in a parking lot waiting for repair, and then a bunch that were coming from Oregon, they said it wasn't true, but it was, that weren't allowed to be deployed because they didn't have the same emission standards. Those are all red herrings. I'm not talking about broken fire trucks or the budget getting cut or the firefighting reservoir being drained a month, 2 months before, or them not testing the fire hydrants. And there was already funding for it, and default turning that off, turning off the default. Or Newsom lying and spinning it when Trump's like, why don't you release the water from the mountain reservoirs? Well, they are full. Trump didn't say they weren't full. He said, you won't release it, which is a fact. So they're standard, and there's the LA Times right there, gets into it. But there's letters from the firefighting union about this months ago. I covered it a few days ago. They're like, we're not doing the drills. We're not doing the preparing. We're not cutting fire breaks. We're not doing brush mitigation. We're not doing tests, and you're cutting funding. They said as early as the fire season, early next year, we're here now, this could be the worst fire we've ever seen, and it now is. The worst, most expensive natural disaster in history because of how rich the area is and also inflation. So, I'll show you all the articles, but I'm going to get to this next hour. This is just the preface. I'll show you the documents, read the articles, all of it. But again, the default was and always was when the winds are going to be about 50 miles an hour. That's the policy there. When that happens, they double the shift, and they prepare to call in reservists and other emergency measures, like turn the power off. So when the power lines have brush fall on them because they won't cut it, they don't fall and cause the fires. That's why on the satellite images you see all the fires north there in the Palisades. In just a few minutes, start right along the line. As the brush falls in, power lines are on. Again, you can have brush around them if you turn the power off during high winds. But the default is to trim the trees, but they don't do that. But they do in Malibu. Oh, the power got turned off there last week before the wind. And it got turned off a few months ago. You can look at the news. Power cut for part of a week in Malibu. 2 months ago. Look it up. Because of high winds. So, again, every point they turned it off. And I'll show it to you and read it all and the documents and everything. Start of the next hour. But this is beyond smoking gun. The policy, the default, is to deploy the fire trucks for above 50 mile an hour winds. They had forecasts of 70 or higher. They're saying up to 100. I haven't really seen that. Some as high as, gusts as high as 90. So it's way above their default. And magically, they were so inept, they just went down the line perfectly and turned everything off in fire mitigation that you would do if you wanted to have this happen. And then Newsom says, don't worry, Marshall Plan, LA 2.0, Smart City, Agenda 2030, and we're just going to come in and decide who can keep their house and who can't, and what we're going to build, eminent domain, and we're going to build this new, beautiful system. And don't worry, so bad guys don't anything corrupt. The governor is going to investigate himself with his own investigation group, and he's going to, with the executive orders he signed, suspending all the laws, he is the law now. And he smiled with that big Joker face on multiple TV programs. I played it yesterday, and he said, the day before, he said, don't worry, I'm not going to let any of these speculators or shysters come in here and take advantage of you. Anybody selling property or anybody building's got to go through this, our special commission, who is Judge Dredd, judge, jury, and executioner. Yeah, that was in December. It was in November that they cut the power even ahead of fires just with high wind. So it's just incredible to know they did this. And Trump's Justice Department, because it never would have happened if Harris would have gotten in, needs to do a criminal investigation. And all you do is you go to the emergency managers and you said, who told you and who did you meet with to not deploy the fire department? Why did you not follow the default department standard operating procedure? And it's going to be like Porky Pig. And who said drain the reservoir 2 months before? And who said don't test the fire hydrants 2 months before? And who got together in those meetings and said cut $101 million out of the budget? I mean, we know who sues to keep them from cutting any of the brush or trees. We know how they use the environmental laws they've got there. I mean, that's all on record. But they did this. So that's a little preview. But when we come back, James O'Keefe discovered the Joint Chiefs of Staff plotting a coup against President Trump. What'd that tell you on Monday? They're getting it cooked up. And then he caught their main briefer, their top advisor, bragging that he and the FBI were cooking up a plot against the president. We'll be right back. Patriot Apparel, the supplements, theellishowstore.com do not have a lot of markup because we're being very competitive. And it's critical to funding our operation. But we do have limited edition posters that do have a lot of markup in them, so that if you really want to support or keep us on the air, you can go buy the products. Now, there are currently five limited edition posters, and on January 6th, we're not going to make any more of these designs. So if you want to get them, hang them on the wall, hang them at your office, know that you really supported the InfoWar at a critical time, and know that we really got some major funds in from it, because the posters cost like $6, $7 a piece. We sell them for $25, $29, depending on the poster. Again, it's a fundraiser, so you know you're really supported, but they're handsome, nice posters, and they're mementos of the Battle for the Republic in 1776 worldwide. So you've only got to January 6th to get these five limited edition posters, and they'll never be available again. I've got them hanging at my home and here at the office. I love them. So get your limited edition posters right now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can. The all-time fan favorite bestseller, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, is finally back in stock, exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's great supplement company website. Ladies and gentlemen, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is the all-time fan favorite because listeners and viewers absolutely love it. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals. It's got a bunch of concentrated superfoods and super herbs, amino acids. It's got everything you need. So many people have health problems and issues because they have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. It tastes great. It's all natural, and it funds the InfoWar. Find out why it's been our number one bestseller. If you've never tried it, for those of you that have had it, you love it. It's available again, and it keeps us on the air at this critical time. So thank you all for your support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock, discounted at drjonesnaturals.com, and check out all the other great products while you're there. Thank you so much for keeping us in the fight. Now get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now at drjonesnaturals.com. For listeners and viewers that have gone to thealexjonesstore.com and gotten Ultimate Sea Moss, which is the ultimate superfood, chock full of organic iodine and all these key vitamins and minerals, and the way God has the Irish sea moss grow, the way it all fuses together, just has incredible effects. It's right up there with hemp for just being a over-the-top superfood. I've been on it for now 4 or 5 months, and the clarity, the focus, my skin, my energy, the weight loss is insane. And so, Ultimate Sea Moss is available at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you love that product, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want two of the new gummy products that are in. Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Iron and Vitamin C. Both of these powerful gummy products are available right now with a big bottle jammed right at the top with these babies. Both of these amazing formulas are now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind The Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on thealexjonesstore.com that has nothing to do with InfoWars, not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air. They're amazing products. Thank you so much for taking action. You are the resistance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where
the Battle for the Republic, 1776, 2.0 and beyond.
Looking at you, looking at me.
All right.
The way you move.
There are a lot of pieces that go into this, and I'll try to hit them, but I'll give you the big news up front here and then go to this incredible footage. James O'Keefe will be joining us 1 hour from now. Just a few days ago, and this broke yesterday, O'Keefe, undercover units in D.C., got the head expert from the FBI, a liaison to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, undercover, talking about the plot to save us from Trump. That's called a coup. Like he was Hitler or something. And we have the backstory and a lot of other intel and sources and the bad guys on record saying what they've been planning. The biggest piece of this, though, is what will they use as the excuse and the pretext? And it's already come out right up to Trump won the election that they've been plotting the Joint Chiefs to go after Trump. So this is beyond a big deal. And we're going to go over it in just a moment. But first, there's a big hearing coming up on the 23rd of this month and then a few more next month. We will know by the end of next month whether InfoWars will be handed over to the Democratic Party and Michael Bloomberg or whether real bettors that are patriots that I will work with will be able to get it. We will continue on here. And they are the only ones to put out an official bid that the court was made aware of at a hearing 2 days ago, $8 million. The other side says they're going to put in a bid but aren't going to do it to the last minute. We know they've already said it's going to be more Bernie Madoff, made up money that doesn't exist and based on my future earnings in their ridiculous judgments that are on appeal, which under the law, you can't even borrow money from a bank with something like that. So how are they pledging my money to buy my company so they can shut it down? Now, we're winning. We've stopped them 3 times the last 7 months, and they're in a lot of trouble. And they and we're up against Akin Gump, the biggest Democratic law firms, and others. And they're throwing everything they can at us administratively and with filings every day that I don't get into here on air to try to break us. Now, audience-wise, we're reaching more people than ever, thanks to you. We're changing the world together. The information we put out daily becomes the talking points of the Republican leadership and becomes policy because they go research it and find out it's dead on. So we are the brain trust. We are having the greatest effect ever. Our listeners, our guests, our hosts, our reporters, our journalists. So this is amazing. CNN has less than 100,000 viewers on average. MSNBC, less than 60,000. They don't even exist now. They're just a facade. We're reaching hundreds of millions a day right now. But when it comes to funding, we are not in a great position. And I spent an hour of time I didn't have yesterday because I'd rather be covering news, talking to the accountants and jacking with stuff and all the rest of it. And it's just very simple. People need to make a decision to support this broadcast, to keep us on air, to save the Republic and the world. And that's literally what we're doing is saving the world together. Now, we have amazing Patriot gear of the very highest quality supplements that are so good for your whole body that you'll feel immediately. And so many other great products at thealexjonesstore.com. And regardless of what happens to InfoWars, yeah, right now that sponsor's keeping us on air and paying the bills. And it's also helping build the Alex Jones backup network and all the stuff that goes into that. And that sponsor is what's paying the legal. And we are maxed out right now, right on the edge of the red. And it's simple. If just a few more percentage points of the millions of people watching, just go get a Patriot t-shirt, go get a limited edition badass knife, get incredible. I mean, we got the strongest concentrated ginger, turmeric, black pepper extract. Something so good for your whole body. Just annihilates inflammation. So good for your cardiovascular system. All of it. There's so many other great supplements there. Go there. Experience it. And yes, a new limited edition knife, new limited edition inscription. Very powerful. These will end up selling out today. More than half of them have sold. The only problem is getting enough of these quality knives because people want these. And this alone, if we had tens of thousands of them, would fund the operation. But we only have 1,000. Now there's about 400 left. 1776 Liberator, limited edition, classic trench knife with the brass knuckles, the skull crusher, and the 10-inch double-edged stainless steel blade. This is about defense. This doesn't run out of ammo. And everybody needs to get one of these. This is a piece of history. Don't tread on me. Trump victory 2024. Fight, fight, fight. Inscribed on the blade. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, talk about history. There are 4,000 of these, and more will never be made. And if we were just an online Made in America silver coin dealer, they'd still be a cool coin to have. But when you get these coins, you are literally funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist and ensuring the Trump agenda goes through and ensuring we dismantle the deep state. So on one side, and it's the Trump Battle for the Republic 2024, Battle for the Republic 2024, fight, 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 with Trump's upraised fist at Butler. On the other side, it commemorates the 47th President of the United States being inaugurated in just 4 days with the President's signature on it. There are 4,000 of these. They're a fundraiser, and any of the limited edition coins, we've only put out like six over the years. You see them on eBay always selling for way more than people bought them. This is a definite collectible. It funds our operation. It is a total 360 win. Everybody should want to get the Battle for the Republic Trump victory coin, where America and the people defeated the corporate media, defeated the deep state, defeated their election fraud, and got DJT in. So it commemorates it, gives you a piece of history to know you've been a big part of it. Pass this down, literally. These are like revolutionary coins that they put out to fund the revolution that were collectible and mementos. Benjamin Franklin put one out. We're doing the same thing our forebears did right now, except they would sell little American flags for about a 50 times markup. It's famous. You can look it up. Of course, people buying them knew that the flag really wasn't worth, you know, the little flag that today might be cost $5, you know, in the equivalent, you know, they were selling it for like $1,000. People were like, this is not an investment, this flag. It's just this memento that you donated to the war. Well, this is like 37 something bucks just to get this, the silver, and get it made. And then we, you know, bring in the extra 60 or whatever it is to fund the operation. So this is a really important coin, and we're not like a regular show that can just do our show and have some sponsors and we're fine. Part of what we have to do is have the Democrats try to put us in jail, put our crew in jail, try to put me in jail, grand juries, defending grand jury stuff. They tell you, you know, don't tell the public about this grand jury operation, and then it comes out later. Of course, I'm totally innocent of any of it, so they've not indicted me yet, but I don't take anything for granted. But I mean, it's at least five grand juries I've had to deal with the last 5 years. And people say, well, why do you do it? Because I'm fighting tyrants. I mean, this just, I asked for this fight. I'm in this fight. I'm not a victim. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I can't do this without you. And you see us changing the world. So you need these supplements. You need the Patriot apparel. There's not much markup, though, in the Patriot apparel and the supplements. They're very competitive, but with things like the coin and things like the limited edition posters, that's where you really know you're supporting. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now to get the limited edition Trump Battle for the Republic pure 9999 silver at the Alex Jones store. .com. Thank you. Okay. I can be very eloquent about this and just state what's happening. or I can just start going over the proof, and that will take a good hour. And O'Keefe's already on this subject in 45 minutes. And I on purpose hyped this up for the first 10 minutes of the show, what I'm about to cover, because I've been on there 30 years, and I've just learned a long time ago. I'm self-trained. I didn't start with some formula. But I certainly noticed that if I just started the show and covered this, yeah, okay, 30 million people watch it. It's not chopped liver. But if I really hype this up, and it needs to be hyped up because it's worthy of hype, it'll get this, what I'm saying, what I'm about to say, will have 100 million views alone today on X. If you decide to get excited, you decide to check it out, you decide to research it, you decide to share it. And then you tell those you share it to share it. Because, see, this is an info war. This is more than just me breaking this news. This is about you. You are the man in the arena, the woman in the arena. You are the Paul Revere. When I say that, I'm not patting you on the head to make you feel important. Baby, you're everything. I mean, I'm talking to the boss right now. You. You run the whole show. So, I have basically no power in comparison to you. So I just need you to think about that. And you know that's already true. And we have them. And they are plotting a coup against Trump. And they've said they would. I mean, I played like a 5-minute compilation of them on the national corporate news saying it yesterday in my 17-minute report I filed Monday night. Now, I had no idea James O'Keefe yesterday afternoon would actually get the coup manager from the FBI briefing the Joint Chiefs of Staff who've committed all these crimes and who Trump is criminally investigating when he gets in. He said he is. Well, that sure gives him an incentive for a coup. I didn't know James O'Keefe would drop that last night. That's synchronicity. That's serendipity. That's God working through people like James O'Keefe and through you and through me. So when I saw this yesterday evening, I have been just to the point of hours researching it, everything I already knew, but pulling up more, and then thinking about what are they going to use as the catalyst or the smokescreen, the excuse for this, the pretext, and then trying to think about how am I going to present this. Because when you're talking to, you know, 30 million to 100 million people, you need to get it damn right. And I'm not talking about getting the facts right. That's easy. And I think I'm doing it right now. I mean, this is such a big deal. I'm having trouble talking about it. Yeah, because it's we cover so much really critical stuff. I mean, everything we talk about is important. You notice I'm not talking about Trump getting the deal for the ceasefire and to release the hostages. We knew that was going to happen because he's going to go to war if they don't. And that's important. And I'm glad the hostages are going to get released. And hopefully we can shut down all the killing on both sides as quickly as possible. But quite frankly, the globalists getting ready to try to stage a coup and kill Trump that'll upend everything we're doing and then probably lead to full nuclear war with Russia is a little bit more important on my Richter scale than Hegseth and his confirmation. That's just entertaining as hell. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing people that cover it. It's certainly newsworthy. But I'm just trying to get people to think about in magnitude this Israeli hostages, yeah, if your kid's a hostage of your mom or something, yeah, it's terrible. But compared to the whole world and what's going on and the Democrat Party purposely burning down L.A. and the hundreds of thousands of missing kids and sex slavery and all the rest of it and a member of parliament we got coming on Friday that's confirmed with MI6 that they don't just rape the kids, they then kill them and sell their organs. Taking down the big evil globalist group is central. And we're so close. And so they're going to strike back. And so responding to what they're planning and what they're doing and exposing it so they can't get away with it is the number one issue. Because that stops World War III, that stops global depression, that stops new lockdowns and poison shots and open borders and open season for criminals to run around and rob and kill everybody and defunding the police and defunding the fire departments and the Great Reset and the post-industrial world and the whole UN Agenda 2030 hell agenda with the UN over your body trying to ram through their global pandemic treaty, it's martial law and world government in their own words. That is the priority. And this broadcast is about who the globalists are, what they're planning, what they're doing, what they want to do, how we stop them. What is their agenda? And I believe forever that people will get more interested in this than about football or stupid TV shows. Because once you actually figure out the real world, it's fascinating, it's horrifying, it's exhilarating, it's empowering, it's everything. I mean, the real world's a lot wilder than a bunch of stupid side issues. And sure enough, the hottest thing in the world now, and it's just getting bigger, is waking up to the New World Order and the globalist agenda and the crimes they commit and their philosophy and their plans and that it's either us or them. So here's what I'm getting at, and then I'm going to go through it all. But I've noticed if somebody just says they're going to break something and then builds it up, it's kind of like Geraldo Rivera and Al Capone's vault, and then it's the biggest thing in TV history up to that time, and then they go and there's nothing in there. But it's the destination, you know, the journey is the destination. Well, when we open this vault up, the goods are all there. I mean, I got it all right here, all their admissions, all their plans. But if I just sit here and go, here's their plan, it's like, okay. But if I build it up, then everybody pays attention to every piece of it. And then you go out and find more pieces of it, and we stop them. So we have the proof that they stood down and set everything up, administrative arson, environmental arson, and I'll get to all that with the documents and the proof and the clips and the admissions. But we'll do that in the third hour, and I will judiciously do it as I just said. In the next hour, 30 minutes ahead of O'Keefe at the bottom of the hour, I will play a bunch of the clips, go over the documents, show you the reports, play the O'Keefe video. And then I'm going to lay out the scenarios the bad guys are planning, because I know the scenarios they've got set up and ready. And again, I don't say this to set myself apart and go, gee, I'm smart. No, I've been talking about this constantly for months. You know that, because they're getting ready. And then O'Keefe, 2 days into me hammering this and saying all the signs are there, they're making their move, he catches the head guy bragging to a hot girl they set him up about how tomorrow, which would have been yesterday, he was fired yesterday, he's meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the bunker under the Pentagon with his plan to stop Trump. And then into that goes, stop him from doing what? See, Whenever they stage coups, it's never, oh, we're the coup, we're not going to let go of power. It's, he was planning something bad. And they're trying to frame Trump for all these things that there's no evidence he would even do. And has no motive for. Like, Trump's going to kill black people. Trump's going to kill migrants. No, they're going to false flag them. And who's going to set up the false flag? The FBI. And you got the head FBI guy in there briefing them on the plan to stop Trump. Well, what's the plan? I don't want this guy fired. I want him. I mean, the SWAT team should have grabbed him. But, and I'm sure they will. But Trump's not in yet. So we're down to the final minutes here. And by the grace of Almighty God, working through James O'Keefe, they get this. And he's right there talking about a coup on the tape. And we got it right at InfoWars. And he's talking about a coup. And O'Keefe's like, here they are wanting to block Trump's agenda. Here they are planning to undermine Trump and lying about Trump planning to do bad things. That's just their cover for why they're plotting the coup. No, it's right there, the coup plot. And it's not like I saw this video last night and said, oh, look, it's the coup plot. I told you this is imminent. And then I had the Democrats saying, Trump's Hitler, Trump's a dictator, he's going to come kill everybody. We got to overthrow him with an armed uprising. That's a coup. So, and I get it, you know, even the smartest people out there, they just, when they're faced with something so historically evil, people just can't believe what they're looking at. I've read the crime, you know, books, you know, and every time when the cops find some house with 30 bodies buried in the basement, and they, even though they're seasoned criminal investigators, when they start pulling the kids out or the women out or whatever, and they're looking at the skeletons, the dead bodies, and the photos, and in some cases videos, the kids getting tortured, they just can't handle it. And I get it. But I don't think I can handle that. I'm just telling you, people, we got to handle this. You think I'm happy this is going on? They get Trump, I am at the top of the list, okay? So my life hangs in the balance here. So you better believe I know how serious this is. So they are going, if they can kill Trump, they will kill Elon Musk. They will try. They will try to kill me. They will try to kill Tucker Carlson. They know Joe behind the scenes is 100% awake. He's doing it public now. They're going to come after Joe. He agrees with me. And everybody else, you understand, if you're of any prominence, a Patriot police chief, a congressperson that's good, you're on a death list. If they go ahead with trying to kill Trump or do it, they're coming after all of us, and then it will go full physical war. So we're trying to stop that. Patriot Apparel, the supplements, theyellowstonestore.com, do not have a lot of markup because we're being very competitive. And it's critical to funding our operation. But we do have limited edition posters that do have a lot of markup in them, so that if you really want to support or keep us on the air, you can go buy the products. Now, there are currently 5 limited edition posters, and on January 6th, we're not going to make any more of these designs. So if you want to get them, hang them on the wall, hang them at your office, know that you really supported the InfoWar at a critical time, and know that we really got some major funds in from it, because the posters cost like $6, $7 a piece. We sell them for $25, $29, depending on the poster. Again, it's a fundraiser, so you know you're really supported, but they're handsome, nice posters, and they're mementos of the Battle for the Republic in 1776 worldwide. So you've only got to January 6th to get these 5 limited edition posters, and they'll never be available again. I've got them hanging at my home and here at the office. I love them. So get your limited edition posters right now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind the Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on on thealexjonesstore.com. That has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air. They're amazing products. Thank you so much for taking action. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Joining us at the bottom of the hour on this story. Okay. We've got a short compilation, because there's hours of this, of the Democrats pre-election and post saying Trump's going to use the military, he's going to kill everybody. Well, Biden signed that order, and then the Pentagon put it out in August of last year for lethal force against the American people. In fact, pull that old article up. So they had it all set up and have it on the books right now for another 4 or 5 days till Trump gets in. While they're saying he's going to do it, and while they're saying he's going to kill migrants and black people with no evidence, well, what's the last piece of that? They'll do it and blame us. Now, that's simple. That's not hard. And they've done stuff like that before. And they've been floating for months in the corporate media that, oh, the Pentagon's having to meet in secret about Trump, because he's going to try to do all these evil, bad things. And that's the cover for them just being the good guys. No, it was treason when Milley on January 6th called the Chinese head general when he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Milley bragged about it and said, don't worry, I'm really the president. I've got the nuke codes. Trump isn't going to war with you, as if Trump was going to do that. So they'd already done an administrative coup then, and Trump wants him to be court-martialed for it. And Milley's running around scared right now saying that. So they're behaving like they're Operation Valkyrie in 1944 in Germany. They made a movie out of it with Tom Cruise. It's very accurate. Where they tried to use the COG emergency government operation against Hitler to kill him, but it failed. And they're literally saying he's going to get us. He's going to be a dictator. He's going to be a tyrant. He's going to kill everybody. We've got to stop him from hurting us. And that's the political headline. How do we stop Trump from doing bad things? That's what the FBI Pentagon liaison, top Pentagon advisor, Jamie Manina, was fired right after O'Keefe's journalists started calling the Pentagon saying, hey, we have this tape of him. And they got the Pentagon to respond. But it's not just like we have Jamie Manina saying this. We already have the Democrat senators, Murray and Blumenthal, it's all right out of Connecticut, saying they were talking to the Pentagon months ago. We have CNN reporting on it. We have the New York Times reporting on it. We have Politico reporting on it just yesterday and the day before that, oh, yeah, they're really busy at the Pentagon on what to do about the coming of Hitler 2.0. So they're running around getting all the key people that do coups in other countries and overthrow governments to have meetings centered around what to do to stop Trump. And remember, a few months ago, right when he won the election, they ran around saying he's going to deport illegals using the military. That's unconstitutional. Of course, it was totally constitutional. So there was a case over it. The Ninth Circuit said, no, that's in the Constitution. So everything they're saying he's going to do that's illegal isn't illegal. Then they make up all this other stuff. He's going to kill the migrants and kill the black people. They don't do all this hyping and pre-programming for nothing. That's the guaranteed signal they're planning something big. We'll cover it all in 60 seconds with the clip. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I have got a massive win-win situation for you. The AlexJonesStore.com has launched an affiliate program. Now, you can use the money you make from it to buy product, or with one click, get cashed out every single month at the AlexJonesStore.com. So while you get access to amazing supplements, Patriot gear, and other amazing products, you can also promote the link on your email, to your friends, to your family, on your X account, on Instagram, on YouTube, and 10% of the sale comes right off the top to you, paid out each month. This is going to explode. I just told friends and family about it a few days ago. They're excited, especially other talk show hosts, whether you're large or small. This is a major affiliate deal. These are great products. So no matter who you are, everybody, get over to thealexjonesstore.com. You don't need any tech skill. It's so easy. Just post the link and get paid. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, January 15, 2025. We are 4.5 days out from the inauguration of President Trump. And I have a lot of data points and a lot of key intel, past, present, and future, that I'm about to lay out here. But here's the bottom line, and here's the article at InfoWars that spells it out with the video of the coup plotter. The coup manager. Here it is. Coup. Top Pentagon official reveals plot to protect people from Trump in wild undercover video that broke yesterday afternoon. Jamie Manina. Now, this is a real deep state rat. He is the liaison from the civilian deep state to the military deep state to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he was supposed to be briefing yesterday, this interview's Sunday, or no, Monday. It breaks yesterday. He's fired yesterday. So he was supposed to be meeting 7 days out, and we're now 4.5, with the Pentagon. And we have the Pentagon admitting they're having these meetings on how to stop the president. Now, we know with Crossfire Hurricane and Obama leaving his operatives behind and then making up all the garbage and Russiagate with Trump. But this is more intense than that. And then you have John Podesta in the New York Times and all the usual suspects saying, in 2020, if Trump would have won, they were going to declare him a dictator, have blue states secede and blue cities secede, and have a civil war, that's a quote, and have their own inauguration for Joe Biden. When they were able to steal it, they then just tried to outlaw Trump, put him in jail, and his supporters, that failed and backfired. So then, a few months before the election, 4 or 5 months ago, we covered it here ad nauseum, they began everywhere saying, well, we're going to do what we did in 2020 if he wins. We're going to run that plan. So it's not my opinion they said we're going to not accept him and go to civil war conditions. That's Jamie Raskin and others and James Carville. And black people, they're coming to get you. He's coming to kill you. We got to have an uprising like in 1776. I'll play the clip in a moment. And Kamala Harris saying it all. And there's a lot that goes into this. They're pre-programming several different scenarios depending on what we do. Harris and Biden saying he's going to use the military to kill you when he gets in. That's because when the military constitutionally goes out after the drug dealers and human traffickers and the rest of it, they're saying that's illegal. The courts have already said it isn't. It's in the Constitution. Obviously not. One of the main functions of the federal government and the military. And then they do a false flag against the migrants and or others and say it was Trump and Trump's Border Patrol and military. And then they have the states and the systems just basically say, you know, you're illegitimate and secede. And then the communists burn everything down. And they've said that's the plan. Civil war conditions. And they got movies all about it and everything. Right on time to pre-program. Major Hollywood movies. Like Civil War last year. And then I told you, watch, they're going to try this. So now we get this buildup of crescendo the last few weeks that the Pentagon is really concerned. Trump's going to do something bad. He's going to kill people. That's demonization of the electorate who we voted for. That's legitimizing a coup like they did in Romania, saying they're evil, they're bad. We had the president that just got elected that they blocked on yesterday. Now they're saying same thing, EU commission that's unelected. We'll just nullify the election if AFD wins. See, it's the same thing. Starmer says, I'll just maybe cancel the upcoming election if I'm going to lose. They're going to martial law. They just dissolved the Canadian parliament. Trudeau says he's going nowhere now. He used the governor general martial law clause. So administratively, they've already put it in place. They just haven't told the public yet. When Biden signed that order on August 17th of last year, and then a month later, the Pentagon put out its new manual for civil operations, civilian operations, for the collapsing government, civil unrest, killing U.S. citizens, authorization of lethal force domestically. The left went, oh, well, that's normal. Yeah, in a constitutional duty, like if illegal aliens were attacking people, but not just in general. So this is unprecedented. Everything they say Trump's going to do, they've actually set up and got ready. Then James O'Keefe gets this undercover thing a couple days ago. The day before, the top-level Pentagon official, the liaison from the Justice Department to coordinate with the civilian deep state and the military deep state, against Trump and the American people and the power of continuity of government and NORTHCOM that we've been talking about every day here in the last few months, because that's who will stage this. And they got control of telecommunications, everything, kill switches and everything. So 4.5 days out, do you think they're going to just go quietly? They may, and then do it once he gets in, because they have a plan for that. And in my report we filed Monday night, 24 hours before James O'Keefe released this, I warned of the exact thing that O'Keefe then exposes. And this FBI agent thinks, high level, thinks he's showing off to a hot girl about how they're plotting a coup against Trump. And he says, tomorrow morning I'm going to be in the secret bunker with the leadership, and they're going to take my plan about what, and he's so proud about what to do to Trump. And then you go look him up. That's who he is. I mean, you don't think the FBI and the Justice Department just lets the Pentagon stage their own coup. No, no, no. They direct it with the emergency that's been declared. And claim they've got this legal authority that's secret. So that's kind of a big deal, isn't it? Now, people are freaking out everywhere right now, going, oh my God, Alex Jones is writing it. How do you know all this? They're on TV saying that he's going to be Hitler and kill everybody, and that the military's got to stop him, and that he's going to stage a coup. They use that term. They're the ones that stole the election in 2020. They're the ones that made up all the lies about Trump and tried to block his first administration and were somewhat successful. They're the ones saying they've got to remove him and have uprisings. Out of one side of their mouth, and out of the other side, oh my God, we've got to do this because he's going to do what we're saying we need to do and what they're doing. And when I've been warning people before the election and after, most folks go, yeah, we understand they're trying it. They won't get away with it. That's the point of this show, of us raising the alarm. Because if we just sit back and say, oh, they're not that bold, oh, they'll never get away with that, that is inviting them to do it. But I 100% agree with people that look at that and say, they'll never get away with it. That's crazy. Well, these people are crazy. I mean, they cooked up a virus and released it, and they gave people a shot that erased your immune systems and killed at least 30 million people, according to insurance actuaries. The Senate report admits 325,000 kids they smuggled in, many in sex slavery. I mean, I told you before Trump got elected, I said, as soon as he's president-elect, they'll start bombing Russia with attack-ems. They started 9-10 days after. So I know what they're going to do because they telegraph it. I mean, there's not even gaps to fill here is my point. I am not surmising this. And they, because if you're going to launch a coup, you got to pre-program it. You got to get your people ready. You got to have your legal excuses. You got to have Jamie Raskin go around all the Democrat groups and give speeches about it. You got to have movies out showing it where it's legitimate, that the states break away and then reform and go remove the Trump figure and kill him because he's a racist. I mean, they don't do all this because they're intending to pull their punch. Now, by the grace of God, O'Keefe caught this guy. And if you notice, everything's going our way. Everything they do keeps getting busted. Now, I say grace of God. O'Keefe is hooked in with the good guys. I'll just say that. And not everybody in these agencies is bad. So we're getting the intel. And that's another reason I want to tell the globalist, have you seen how most people are already flipped to our side? Because even some of them are bad, but they're not suicidal, and they can see that we're winning big time, and you can't put the genie back in the bottle. So like I do every hour on the hour, I say to the people in the system, at the low level, the high level, in government, in the military, in corporations, stop it. You got away with this for a long time because America was asleep. The majority of people ain't asleep anymore, okay? I don't want some existential fight with you. I don't want a big military conflict. I don't have that need, some cathartic need for that. But there are a lot of people that aren't as wise as me who are really sick of you and that want blood. And if you keep pushing it, if you think you're in a lot of trouble right now, you are going to be in a world of you-know-what if you don't stop it. Scum like Millie and Austin and just all of them, they are the filth of the earth. Globalists through and through. They hate this country. But there are a lot of people below them that they're counting on following their illegal orders. And this is not hard for me to sell the people that work for them, is it that you need to not just not go along with it, you need to give us the information. And I said that a couple months ago. I said it last week. I said, we need whistleblowers on this coup plan. We obviously just got it. O'Keefe was told where to go, what to do, who to target. And it's not a secret that he was trained by the good guys in the CIA. So I just, obviously the bad guys know this, but I want to just let their minions know. Our people are everywhere, and we outnumber you 10 to 1 now. So you are not going to get away with any of this. You're beaten. That's why Musk told you last Friday, you're beaten, give up. I told you 5 days before, you're beaten, you're done. Your New World Order's dead. Your woke mind virus is dead. And people know, and we were way behind decades ago, I said we're getting our ass kicked. But we don't have a choice, we got to fight. I don't get up here and say we are running the tables on them. I will not lie. And we're winning so good right now, it actually scares me. For a lot of reasons, obviously. It makes our enemies that much more desperate. So they have felt invincible. They have felt like they couldn't be stopped before. And now for the first time, they're scared. And they should be. They should be. Because tyranny always comes to its end. And if you look at history, this mirrors what's happened over and over again. So I am basically saying something that is incontrovertible truth. All right. Let's actually go to the beginning of the O'Keefe 19-minute report that's on X and on InfoWars and everywhere else. If you've missed it, it's in the article on InfoWars.com. Coup, top Pentagon official reveals plot to protect people from Trump and wild undercover video. And then I'll show you some of the backstory, and then James O'Keefe's coming on. But if they go ahead with this, it ensures we win probably even quicker, completely. By winning, I mean just dismantle them. They'll never win now, but you know, most of the time, these type of cults just don't learn. Boy, I can see the future on that. Ooh, boy. You saw what we did to the Japanese just for attacking our military targets. If you think that level of vengeance was visited upon the Japanese was bad and overdone, and many people believe. The Japanese are little sweethearts compared to our enemies. For the globalists, having atomic bombs dropped on you is going to be a kindness. And I've told you, if you want to run off with some of your wealth, just go away. But I've been telling you, you don't have much more time. I would suggest you roll over and come in and expose your compatriots. A few more degrees of anything from you guys, and there's not going to be any wiggle room anymore. But nobody talks straight to these globalists, and it's had a big effect, I've been told, and I know it does. When I talk, I address them too. But I'm really addressing their minions. You're into some really bad stuff, son, and you need to get out of it right now. And there's still a little bit of time. I know you guys thought you signed up on the winning team, and now you figured out you didn't. You better be watching Zuckerberg and all the rest of them and Bezos. In fact, if you're smart, you don't just go away. You come give us all the information. And then you work hard to reprove yourself. I would like that. I would like to think of you as good people. But there's not much more time. You have your destiny in your hands for a little bit longer. All right, here's the intro to the report. It's kind of got the meat up front. Here it is.
And I work at this top consulting firm, and my client is the Pentagon. So I'm embedded in the Pentagon. I work in the joint staff.
By the way, stop it and start it over. Yeah, that whole Booz Allen is the CIA. They just put it in there so there's no congressional oversight. And I should add that. So the guy's a CIA FBI liaison, just like the CIA former FBI agent that was running the Sandy Hook stuff on us got caught undercover. So again, this is a key deep state FBI CIA Pentagon liaison. I'll continue.
And I work at this top consulting firm, and my client is the Pentagon. So I'm embedded in the Pentagon. I work in the Joint Staff, which is the top military command. Once you lost, I went into the intelligence community, and I became an FBI special agent. So I became a spy hunter. So I was a counterintelligence agent, special agent at the FBI.
What's your, like, overall assessment of Trump?
He's a sociopathic narcissist who is only interested in advancing his name, his wealth, and his fame.
Is there anything you can do to, like, protect American people from stuff that he might try to do?
I'm in conversation with a couple of retired generals to try to explore what we can do.
Who were the retired generals that you were going to talk to?
They're like 1, 2, or 3 star generals and admirals. You probably know maybe 4 stars. So I also have a big day tomorrow, probably the biggest day of all. So we have this huge, huge meeting with military leaders in a very secure room called the tank.
Ooh.
So we have a tank meeting with like all of the top leaders in the United States military tomorrow on my topic that I prepared.
So it went well.
I think it went well. Very sensitive information. We're gonna have to keep it between us. I specialize in artificial intelligence and emerging technologies like quantum, cybersecurity.
Yeah. What's quantum? I haven't heard of it.
Quantum is incredibly fast supercomputing that doesn't yet exist but will soon exist. And when it does, it will change everything.
Hegseth.
Hegseth.
Hegseth. Who's that?
Secretary of Defense. He's cheated on all of his wives, all his girlfriends. He's had some sexual assault allegations. He's an alcoholic. There's a lot of observations of him drinking.
You're not a spy. You're not trying to, like, collect information from me.
I wish I was. That'd be cool.
Well, with me, literally with a former FBI agent, so you're gonna be safe.
Goes on in the full report, and he's having more meetings with him about the coup plot. All right, that's good. We're going to get to more of this. James O'Keefe's coming up in about 10 minutes. But I want to come back and then show you on the news how they're pre-preparing all this. So this is completely illegal. This is super desperate and insanely dangerous. And we also have a tape of a guy being fired and the Pentagon response saying it's not true. Sorry, the Pentagon already floated this months ago and weeks ago and this week. So they've already got a propaganda offensive saying all the stuff he's saying, but trying to sell the public and the government that this is legitimate what they're about to do. Because they know it's totally illegal. They know almost everybody's going to turn against them. But what else do they do? Just like I said on December 6th when they canceled the results of the election in Romania with the winner, this anti-globalist, anti-war, former top member of the Club of Rome and the UN that sets the global social credit score system. I mean, that's the top of it. He finds out how evil they are. 2004 leaves, been exposing them for all these years. And he wins, and they suspend it, and then stage a coup, and then now they go, we'll do it everywhere else too, including Germany. Is that what a strong group does? No, but we have to recognize the history we're living in and go, this is evil. This, they're on the march, and they're going to make their move. I think this all signifies they're going to do some big false flags. I think it's done. I mean, unless we really get this story out, they're about to pull some big stuff, and I'll tell you about that when we come back. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with me. I'm Alex Jones. Patriot Apparel, the supplements, the AlexJonesStore.com do not have a lot of markup because we're being very competitive, and it's critical to funding our operation. But we do have limited edition posters that do have a lot of markup in them, so that if you really want to support or keep us on the air, you can go buy the products. Now, there are currently 5 limited edition posters. And on January 6th, we're not going to make any more of these designs. So if you want to get them, hang them on the wall, hang them at your office, know that you really supported the InfoWar at a critical time, and know that we really got some major funds in from it, because the posters cost like $6, $7 a piece. We sell for $25, $29, depending on the poster. Again, it's a fundraiser, so you know you're really supported, but they're handsome, nice posters, and they're mementos of the Battle for the Republic in 1776 worldwide. So you've only got to January 6th to get these five limited edition posters, and they'll never be available again. I've got them hanging at my home and here at the office. I love them. So get your limited edition posters right now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can. Ladies and gentlemen, I have got a massive win-win situation for you. TheAlexJonesStore.com has launched an affiliate program. Now, you can use the money you make from it to buy product, or with one click, get cashed out every single month at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So while you get access to amazing supplements, Patriot gear, and other amazing products, you can also promote the link on your email, to your friends, to your family, on your X account, on Instagram, on YouTube, and 10% of the sale comes right off the top to you, paid out each month. This is going to explode. I just told friends and family about it a few days ago. They're excited, especially other talk show hosts, whether you're large or small. This is a major affiliate deal. These are great products. So no matter who you are, everybody, get over to TheAlexJonesStore.com. You don't need any tech skill. It's so easy. Just post the link and get paid. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That is a badass shirt. That is the best Trump 47 shirt out there. That is my idea. And I knew that the Verizon, better covers than Verizon Trump shirt would be a big seller. It is a best seller. I think this is way better. I'm going to wear this. This is the Trump shirt I'm going to wear. That's available at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is a war. It takes money to win wars. And they got it in stock. They're making them right now. They are shipping within 2 days of your order coming in. You got to get your orders in by the 16th to get it before Christmas. It's all shipped out of Arkansas. They do the T-shirts. They make them. They make it all. And they ship out of Arkansas. They have their own fulfillment center. They are great patriots. You know them. We've had them in here. There's over 250 designs of T-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is definitely the biggest patriot anti-New World Order, Trump, anti-globalist, 1776 Americana clothing shop in the galaxy. So, the best Trump gear, the best Patriot gear, the best InfoWars gear, it's all there, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Many of the supplements available at TheAlexJonesStore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. There can't be a thing with me. And I'm getting real shot down.
Guidestones went bye-bye. All right. James O'Keefe coming up here in just a few minutes. He with his team discovered the main briefing officer between the civilian FBI, deep state, the CIA, and the Pentagon in previous meetings last week, and more he had scheduled this week, plotting a coup against President Trump, claiming that he was a clear and present danger against America when they are. Everything they say about Trump and us is them. So we already played some of the key information with the top Pentagon official that is openly on tape saying this, Jamie Manina. But here's James O'Keefe after he got fired yesterday talking to the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff Public Affairs spokesperson Joseph Holstead. Listen to this.
This just in, Jamie Manina, the top advisor to the Joint Chief of Staff at the Pentagon, has been terminated. This from Joseph R. Holstead, Joint Staff Public Affairs at the Pentagon. Quote, the alleged comments by Manina do not reflect the positions of the chairman or the joint staff. Furthermore, the chairman looks forward to working as President-elect Donald J. Trump, principal military advisor in the next administration. We caught up on the phone with Joseph R. Holstead. Here's more of what he had to say.
He is currently at Booz Allen. He is not at the joint staff.
Now, Holstead went on to confirm that Manina indeed was an advisor to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Pentagon was meeting a day or two ago.
Did he ever work in the joint staff?
Yes, he did.
When questioned if Manina had been terminated due to OMG's undercover investigation, Holstead responded, yeah, that's a standard practice with contractors, referring to Manina contracting with Booz Allen Hamilton.
And because of this investigation, was he terminated, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that's the standard practice with contractors. You know, this is obviously someone speaking out of turn and falsely in public. You know, obviously, you don't, first of all, lie, and then also, you know, leave in further falsehoods, and, you know, so.
This termination comes just on the heels of our video report you saw today of Manina talking that he was working with retired generals about efforts regarding Trump after Trump's inauguration this coming weekend. As always, if you're a source inside the government, we look to hear from you. If you know fraud, waste, or abuse, of which there is a lot of that, we want to hear from you. Tips at O'KeefeMediaGroup.com, 914-491-9395 on our signal. Stay tuned to my interaction with Joseph Manina tomorrow.
All right. Now, you heard the Pentagon spokesperson who's for the Joint Chiefs who's compartmentalized. I'm not saying he's lying, but they're all over the news admitting they're cooking this up. So we'll continue to expose it, but to get it on record, here is a few months ago, Scott Jennings, the Trump former Republican spokesperson, works at CNN, when they're asininely floating this idea that Trump's going to do all this stuff illegal with the military and that rounding up illegal aliens is illegal. And then right after this happened, the Ninth Circuit said, no, it's not. It's in the Constitution. It's cut and dry. Of course it is. And the Ninth Circuit's like communists, but they had to admit the truth. And then I've got a compilation of them putting the lie out that, again, Trump's Hitler. We got to stop him with an uprising because he's going to uprise on us. No, that's the insurrection. That's the coup. Them. Not, oh, he's going to do a coup. He already did a peaceful one called an election. So here it is.
I don't want to be bringing back waterboarding. I don't want to be a country that tortures people, especially if we're the kind of country that's going to be using the military against our own citizens.
Well, wait,
this kind of thing concerns me.
What do you mean use against our own citizens?
I'm talking about
you
sending...
You said blue states behave. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sending the military into blue states to make them behave. Getting Gavin Newsom under control, getting J.P. Pritzker under control.
What are you
making
talking
sure
about? What are you talking
about
sitting into the state capital to commandeer the state government?
He's definitely talked about that. I don't know why you're acting like you've never heard
this. Using the military to suppress in the Black Lives Matter era those protests in the street.
He was there himself.
I just make sure I understand your position. That you believe Donald Trump is going to use the military to set up effectively like coups in state capitals of states
that
he didn't win?
I think you're taking it a step or two.
No, she said make blue states behave, and she also said round up immigrants. That's not true.
Well,
it's deport illegal immigrants.
Scott, I don't know why you're acting. No. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Hold on. I think you're right. Let's be precise. Trump has wanted to use the military to do things domestically that actually the military is not allowed to do. I think that's the point that she's making.
Like what?
Like deport illegal immigrants. That is actually not a function of the military.
The military can absolutely be used to work with local officials to provide military resources, but working with other parts of the federal government and local officials. We already send the National Guard to the border.
But you're not against the will of the local officials or the will of the state government.
Oh,
we
yes.
have a federalist government
yes, we
here.
Can.
The military is not supposed to take up arms against American citizens, period.
They're not. You keep saying that. This is about illegal immigration. You all keep saying American citizens.
Well, how,
about
do we,
illegal
how do we know
immigration?
Whether the people are illegal
you just
or
said
not?
He
well,
wasn't,
when you, when we
have,
know after they're shot.
We have 1.6 million.
We know after they die.
We have 1.6 million people in this country
Scott,
who've already received deportation orders from courts. They are here illegally.
No, it's always back to
Let's stop there. And 2 weeks after that, the Ninth Circuit, because the Democrats were filing trying to block it and said, no, that's constitutional. So, then you have the mayors and governors running around saying he's coming to kill us. You have Carbel, you have Podesta, you have all of them. In fact, I'll show you some of them saying it. And they're still going with this. And you heard the CNN host, the lady, she's like, the Pentagon is worried. Yeah, and they had, quote, the Joint Chiefs a few months ago saying, we don't want to illegally go after the illegal aliens. Well, that's not illegal. Appeals court rules U.S. can deport illegal immigrants despite local objections and a win for upcoming Trump administration. But you read deeper in using the military. That's what it was specifically about. And of course, local governments can stop the feds from doing something that's not a federal power, but you can't on aliens. It's in the damn Constitution. It's in the Declaration of Independence. Because the king wouldn't do that before, and they wanted that power in the colonies. So, so you say, well, what's the teeth here? The false flag killing a bunch of migrants at a demonstration. And the illegal aliens are out protesting with their Mexican flags, the rest of it. And I would advise Holman and others, though that looks like a good place to go get illegals, that's a trap. It won't be the first protest or even the 10th, but there'll be a big illegal alien Democrat protest with 10,000 people at it in Denver or L.A. or New York or Chicago. And somebody's going to blow them up or shoot a bunch of them and blame us. That's what all this is about. And I just keep warning and warning and warning. That's the last piece. Here's a compilation of some of the Kamala, all of them, pushing this garbage. But notice, what they're calling for uprisings and removing Trump so he doesn't do coups. And Trump's not going to have coups over states. It's ridiculous. No one would support that. I wouldn't. And he said this is ridiculous. But they're putting it out there. Here it is.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. People he calls, quote, the enemy from within.
Just so you're clear about that, that's you. That's what he's talking about. This is not some mythical thing out there. He called it the enemy within. And to Donald Trump, anybody who doesn't agree with him is the enemy.
And by the way, if they win, they're going to correctly say, we told you in the election what we're going to do, and you voted for us. You have green-lighted the whole thing. And if we don't tell people about that, if these young black men, how do you think they're going to do? If you're a young black male and Trump-inspired army roundup of people, how well do you think you're going to do in that? You think you got nothing to lose? How about looking at American history for one time and see what can happen here? And they are telling you. We're not making this up. This is not, we can be fact-checked by anybody. They have promised military roundup. They've promised the gates of hell will rain on the enemies. The Supreme Court has green-lighted it.
Day after day, Donald Trump has been escalating the rhetoric, repeatedly threatening to jail his opponents, referring to them as criminals, openly musing about silencing any dissent. On Sunday, Trump told Fox News that the military should be deployed against the, quote, enemy within on election day.
I mean, it harkens back in our own history against anti-immigrants, anti-Jews, in the course of our own history, talking about the enemy within, telling people why they're struggling is because somebody here is causing them to struggle. It obviously is Joe McCarthy who did all the red baiting, and it also is harkens back to what Adolf Hitler did in Germany in the 1930s with what he did with Jews and people from Romania and Catholics, and basically saying they were the enemy within. They were the ones keeping you from succeeding in the course of this. So
they have promised military roundup. They've promised the gates of hell will rain on the enemies. The Supreme Court has green-lighted it.
So that's where we are right now. James O'Keefe is sitting down in the chair right now. Please remember, I'm listener-supported. This information is beyond critical. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com, where we still have a big sale going right now. Huge sales on the Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, and more. Big discounts that are about to end. TheAlexJonesStore.com and two new items. We only got 1,000 of these with the limited edition inscription. Trump Victory 2024, fight, fight, fight on one side of the 10-inch dagger. The Gadsden Snake, don't tread on me. It's called the Liberator, ladies and gentlemen. The 1776 limited edition trench warfare defense knife with the brass knuckles, the skull crusher, and the 10-inch stainless steel, super strong, double-edged dagger. This doesn't run out of bullets if you're having to defend yourself and your family and others. It's also a great memento. It'll be sold out by today. More than half of them sold yesterday. If you want to get yours with this limited edition inscription, it is available now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's mine. I'm keeping that one. And then finally, there's only 4,000 of this coin commemorating the battle for the Republic, victory 2024 over the deep state and all their fraud and the corporate media. There are only 4,000 of this coin. On one side, it commemorates the victory over the globalists, fight, 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 with Trump's upraised fist on pure 0.999 silver. On the other side, it commemorates his inauguration in 4.5 days, 47th President Donald John Trump, January 20th, 2025. What a memento. Powerful. Must have. And then it funds this operation that's taking on the deep state and having a massive effect, reaching over 100 million views a day on X alone, 400 plus radio stations, cable, TV, satellite, Infowars.com/show, band.video. You are amazing. The supplements, the ultimate CMOS, the ultimate turmeric are the highest quality concentrates. So good for your body. Huge discounts right now that are about to end at thealexjonesstore.com. We cannot do any of this without you. And we're not just the media now. I saw a great guy, Benny Johnson, the other day was, you know, covered on 60 Minutes. And he goes, oh, I've made 60 Minutes. And I'm like, no, 60 Minutes made your feed, Benny. They only got a few million viewers. You have that in an hour. James O'Keefe is the dominant media. Tucker Carlson is the people's dominant media. Joe Rogan is the media. Elon Musk reaches more than anybody. He is the media. President Trump's our champion. So James O'Keefe joins us. He's broken so many of the top stories that without him, we would not be where we are today. Support O'Keefe Media Group. I mean, he exposed the Pfizer head of mRNA. Admitting they create viruses to release them to make money. I mean, now the documents have come out in Congress. I mean, it just goes on and on. But this is one of the most important stories ever because he has the key liaison from the civilian deep state into the Pentagon plotting this coup to, quote, protect the people from Trump. And I just showed you all the newscasts where they said we've got to protect people from Trump's coup. What, the election? And you have the Democrats saying they want civil war conditions. So they're plotting something as the pretext. But with the latest, because there's been more developments since he released another huge video with tens of millions of views last night on X, James O'Keefe. James, thank you so much for being here. This is so massive. Thank God you literally were, through the grace of God and your great work, able to get the key manager inside this treasonous activity that's going on. So, James, thank you.
Alex, great to be with you. I apologize. I was late. I was just producing. I confronted him. We're about to get that video out momentarily. But this guy, senior official at the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs of Staff inside this room, which is called the Tank. Now, I've never heard of this, but apparently the Tank is where the Joint Chiefs of Staff have their secret situation room inside the Pentagon. And he's disclosing all this to a total stranger. One of my journalistic colleagues recorded him, Alex. And last night we heard back from a spokesperson at the Pentagon who he's apparently been fired. This is a former special agent, current senior advisor, Booz Allen Hamilton, and former assistant to Hillary Clinton. So we seem to have, you know, it's the irony here. A spy hunter is what he describes himself as, evidently not a very good one.
It's just stunning. And we did play your report and the latest yesterday with the spokesperson from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For me, the real angle here is, and I think you've been too shy about how big a coup this is. This is a coup of coups peacefully against their attempted coup with Hillary Clinton's operative, and they're open plotting in the media saying they need to have an uprising and their plans, if Trump was to win in 2020, to have states secede and civil war conditions, Jamie Raskin promising that, Carbel saying we're going to have to uprise if he does get in. I mean, they've got governors and mayors talking about uprisings. I mean, they're planning something big. I know you just go to what you've caught him here doing, but this is a big deal.
Yeah, I got to be careful as the reporter here. I got to keep it to the quotes. But he does say he's working with retired generals to, quote, see what he can do regarding the incoming Trump administration. What's also interesting, Alex, is I've been talking to people today who think this is a really big deal. We're also trying to ask the Pentagon for the contract number of record, Booz Allen Hamilton. Now, they may not give that to us, but the tank is the skiff that is for the briefing, the Joint Chiefs inside the ring at the Pentagon. So I think we may have stumbled into something even bigger for the people I've been talking to. This guy is a spy hunter. He works in counterintelligence. And, you know, one of the great stories within this story is that the United States requires, you know, ever since George Washington and Benedict Arnold, they require people as counterintelligence to prevent our enemies from hurting us. And this guy is disclosing, you know, to thank God I'm not a Russian spy, but he's disclosing to people things that he shouldn't. It just shows the complete absurdity and the narcissism and the lack of professionalism from some of these people in the deep state, Alex. And I think there's more to this story, and I hope that this story encourages other people inside the government. They're already coming to me, obviously. But as you say, why is he fundraising? Why is he engaged in politics with generals to try to stop Trump? That is just crazy.
Well, they're creating the narrative. And I know you stay laser-focused on breaking the original news, but I know you were busy getting your new report ready, which we're going to air as soon as it comes out, sir. I just spent an hour and a half before you came on showing the clips and the documents and the admissions that the Pentagon's been having secret meetings before the election and after on how to stop Trump doing illegal things. Then they list using the military to aid a deportation that's in the Constitution, and courts have ruled it's constitutional, to stop him. So they're clearly trying to come up with a narrative to demonize him that he's a tyrant to then stage some type of coup. And I think that's what you alluded to. Your sources are saying, no, this is bigger. Yeah, that's the war room of the Pentagon, the most secret place in the United States, and he's in there bragging that he's the one honchoing the plan because he represents Hillary and the deep state and Obama. I mean, you guys stumbled into the mother load, and I was already saying that they're having meetings at the Pentagon for a coup because they've been kind of telegraphing it and admitting it. So this is the mother load, sir.
Yeah, the SCIF is the secure compartmentalized facility. I've never heard of this phrase tank. I don't know, Alex, if you've heard of this.
Yes,
before.
I have. It's very famous. No, it's the most secret war room that we publicly know of. They have one at Sidar that's very secret. They have one at Cheyenne Mountain, but this is the holy of holies.
Yes, and he was talking about the conversations with retired generals to stop Trump. He was also talking about what we can do regarding the incoming inauguration. This was on Friday, by the way. That meeting he had in the tank, it's now, what day is it today? Wednesday. This was literally last Friday he had this meeting. The recording you're watching occurred the day prior to and the day right after that meeting. Those recordings are made on Thursday and Saturday of last week. I'll also tell you, Alex, I was physically sitting next to the guy as the girl was recording him. That was kind of like a very light disguise you're looking at. I dyed my hair, put glasses on. He did not recognize me, and I was recording that angle that right there, the other angle of him. I was sitting at the table right next to him, actually. And he was talking about this meeting in the tank. And he actually said, and I know you played the whole tape, what I thought was most relevant is when he said, you know, don't share this with anybody. I'm not supposed to be sharing this with you. He's also talking about artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and the classification and declassification of that, working with other countries is what he was talking about on that. And I know that they're taking this very seriously, just like with the CIA story, Alex, we did back in May. They're actually talking to me. The spokesperson and I are playing, you know, we're on the phone, which is interesting. And I also pointed out today that it's really an extraordinary series of events that not a single member of the Washington, D.C. press corps has reported this story, Alex. It's like, I mean, they're no longer not, you know, they're no longer just not reporting news. They're actively engaged in news suppression. When a top official in the Pentagon and former special agent at the FBI has been terminated, and they're not even talking about it. Really wild. What a time to be alive.
Well, James, it's important for all of us not to have amnesia. I learned when Trump was president-elect, he was being spied on because I was, and we had some contacts and things. And then it came out with the Crossfire Hurricane and all the rest of it that Obama left a big network behind to frustrate and block and try to find something to remove Trump and remove his crew and his staff and target General Flynn and others. And then I was targeted famously in all the lawfare, and that's come out in Congress. So this is just a replay of what they did before. This time we're all watching very closely, and you're doing such an incredible job, and your crew is. But this is a big deal. This is what they did to Trump last time. Yeah. They're trying to do it again, and this guy needs to go to prison. I mean, well, listen, this is secret national security stuff, even what he's doing. And the meetings are treasonous, in my view. But what I'm saying is that him running around blabbering about all this, this is outrageous. Go ahead.
I think the difference is that this time around, I mean, last time the FBI raided me. I know that you've been through some things. And when I confronted him, I actually said, what are you going to do, raid me? I almost taunted him a little bit. I think the difference is they are demoralized and obviously discouraged. And I think that that's making a big difference in their inability to, what are they going to do to us at this point? You know, we've caught them dead to rights. They're admitting it. They're being fired. So the hunter, I like to say, has become the hunted. The people that were hunting us are now being hunted by people they were hunting prior. And it's a big deal that what he's saying. And I think it's going to hopefully deter a lot of other bad actors in the government from doing likewise.
James, I totally agree. You caught the Hillary Clinton deep state Democrat operative, Booz Allen's CIA liaison to the Pentagon, in the tank, secret bunker governments under the Pentagon, literally plotting a coup in progress. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, and it's an ongoing story. It's going to be a developing story. We have another one next week. Alex, you know I don't just do one. I have, and sometimes the bureaucracy, let me tell you something. Sometimes it's not as sexy as people think, the deep state and how they obstruct and how they do this. But we're going to be reporting on it. This is an ongoing series of stories involving how the deep state actually works. We're going to personify it. We're going to ask them for comment, you know, quote them.
You're showing the man behind the curtain real fast. When does your confrontation with this clown
in the next
drop?
15 minutes. We just finished exporting it. It'll be live in a moment.
I know you got to go, but we only got a 2-minute break. I want to come back just 3 minutes with you and crowdsource so that other whistleblowers can hear from you and how we really take this over the top to discourage this ongoing coup plot. James O'Keefe just probably saved Trump. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I have got a massive win-win situation for you. The AlexJonesStore.com has launched an affiliate program. Now, you can use the money you make from it to buy product, or with one click, get cashed out every single month at the AlexJonesStore.com. So while you get access to amazing supplements, Patriot gear, and other amazing products, you can also promote the link on your email to your friends, to your family, on your X account, on Instagram, on YouTube, and 10% of the sale comes right off the top to you, paid out each month. This is going to explode. I just told friends and family about it a few days ago. They're excited, especially other talk show hosts, whether you're large or small. This is a major affiliate deal. These are great products. So no matter who you are, everybody, get over to thealexjonesstore.com. You don't need any tech skill. It's so easy. Just post the link and get paid. Thealexjonesstore.com. It's Christmas 2024. And ladies and gentlemen, that means The best deals of the year are available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Sea Moss, the ultimate superfood. You owe it to yourself to try it, and I know you'll be addicted because it is amazing. Energy, focus, clarity, it goes on and on. New products that are in Ultimate Turmeric, with not just the concentrate of turmeric, but the concentrate of ginger and Pepperdine. I mean, this is incredible what it does for energy, clarity, inflammation, anti-cancer, you name it. It's now available. We've also got a great formula, iron and organic high-quality vitamin C. And then we've got the 2025 Alex Jones calendar. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps our broadcast on the air. Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for your support. Now check out the store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In the battle for our republic that we've now turned the tide on and are winning, James O'Keefe has been the MVP. You count on one hand the people that have been absolutely essential, but none of that would have been possible without the whistleblowers coming to James O'Keefe and his great team, and him being willing to be arrested and persecuted and sued and everything else, and you supporting him through that. And the same goes for us here at InfoWars. Keep backing the people that keep delivering, that are for real. But James, I mean, I could care less about, you know, LeBron James or, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio or any of these people. I wouldn't even meet with them if they wanted to. You, such an honor, you know, to know you and be friends and just to see what you're doing, because my children have a real shot at a good future because of you. I know you got to go. You're about to drop this new interview. We're going to air it as soon as it comes out. But it is beyond critical that I know most people know this, but if you're a whistleblower on any level, describe to people what you're looking for, what they should do. Explain to them that it's very safe. You guys have protected your whistleblowers because they're the game changers. You're a focal point of the most valuable players, but it's all of us together. So explain that.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we have a foundation now. It's called Citizen Journalism Foundation. It is a 501c3. You know, I used to work at Project Veritas, and what I've learned in my life, having done this for almost 20 years, Alex, I've known you for a dozen years, and been a bumpy ride, is that it's very important who you surround yourself with. And I know that's kind of a trite thing or cliche, but I think I've learned that who you surround yourself with is really everything. And especially when you're a truth teller and you're speaking truth to power and you're successful at it, you better make sure the people that are next to your, by your side, are unbreakable. So what we do now is we recruit people who are whistleblowers and we support them. And how we support them is by sometimes paying for their legal bills, finding them a job. I think with the incoming administration, with Trump, these executive branch agencies, Tom Homan, the head of various agencies, I think they'll actually create an environment where people can tell the truth and not lose their job. So that's my vision. Come from within the government. If you're witness to corruption, if you're witness to crimes, if you're witness to lies, speak the truth. Right now, we have a very limited window of time, maybe a year or so, where the pendulum has swung so hard in the culture here and in the government, where I think that you have a license to do that. So that's what I'm looking for. People reach out to me on Signal, reach out to me on DM, whatever is easiest for you, and I will help tell your stories. In addition to that, Alex, I have people in Washington undercover with the villains, like the guy you just saw. And we're about to break in a few minutes a wild 15-minute interaction between me and this guy. It's worth another interview with you, because the psychology of what he says to me is really fascinating. Please. To see these deep state guys when they're caught.
Anytime you're on the show, you call, text, you're on whatever. But in the minute we have left, we cannot again understate this, and I know this from the Trump folks coming in and others. If people helped us take the country back, you know, they're somewhat trusted. But the people that have been persecuted the most are the ones that are going to be put in charge. And you're absolutely right. This is a time to not just protect whistleblowers, but to celebrate them, because Trump and all of us have nothing to hide. And that's really the Achilles heel of the bad guys. So absolutely, that's what I've been told. I know you got a lot of connections, that basically Trump doesn't trust anybody that hasn't been persecuted now. And that's really the proof.
Yes.
Who's been through hell? Who didn't bow? Who didn't bend? That's who's coming into the
yes.
government now.
And time. I think, how do you ascertain trust? it just takes time. And I agree with you. When you go through like the raids and the arrests, which I've been through, not to the extent that Trump has, but I, you know, that you look at people who go through that because they believe in what they're doing. And people say, well, what can I do? It's like, well, you have to give something up. You have to be willing to sacrifice your comfort or your finances or your reputation. You got to give something up and you got to have skin in the game.
Yeah. Wars are not won without sacrifice, but giving into the globalists is 1,000 times worse. So that's why I'm willing to give up anything, because we lose everything if we don't, James.
That's right. So Citizen Journalism Foundation, you asked, how do they do it? I mean, if you're inside and you see something absolutely unconscionable, reach out to me. My number and everything is on my account. Alex, I'll be right back on. I got to publish my new report. And thank you for doing this.
We'll cover it. We love you. James O'Keefe.
Thank you.
Amazing history. Wow. Thank God he exposed the main coup operative of Hillary. I mean, this is devastating to the enemy. Oh, we'll be right back. Patriot Apparel, the supplements, the AlexShowStore.com do not have a lot of markup because we're being very competitive and it's critical to funding our operation. But we do have limited edition posters that do have a lot of markup in them, so that if you really want to support or keep us on the air, you can go buy the products. Now, there are currently 5 limited edition posters, and on January 6th, we're not going to make any more of these designs. So if you want to get them, hang them on the wall, hang them at your office, know that you really supported the InfoWar at a critical time, and know that we really got some major funds in from it, because the posters cost like $6, $7 a piece. We sell them for $25, $29, depending on the poster. Again, it's a fundraiser, so you know you're really supported, but they're handsome, nice posters, and they're mementos of the Battle for the Republic in 1776 worldwide. So you've only got to January 6th to get these 5 limited edition posters, and they'll never be available again. I've got them hanging at my home and here at the office. I love them. So get your limited edition posters right now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place.
Fire all of your guns. Once and explode into space.
I like smoking lightning.
All right, you got 2 hours left with old Alex Jones in the war room. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, Texas time. The last 2 hours were so devastating to the globalists. I am just kind of sitting back at the historical moment we're at, where everything they've done is turning to pure crap, where every action they throw against us is disintegrating. And I, just as we went into this segment live, I just said, I need to thank God on air right now. Because I'm thanking James O'Keefe, and I'm thanking the listeners and the viewers, and I am, and I'm thanking the crew for all they've done. And I'm like, hey, what about God? So, God, thank you so much for protecting us and giving us discernment, leading, guiding, and directing us. Thank you so much for giving us this shot at taking back civilization for our children and our future. Thank you, God. We love you so much. Thank you so much for your son, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. I mean, this... Every gas station, grocery store, walk down the street, hike and bike trail, everywhere I go, a large portion of the people are listeners and start telling me about what happened on the show 2 days ago or a day ago. I've never gotten anywhere near this much positive feedback. And I'm just a gauge. Because, again, most of you have anonymity, you're private, that's a great thing. But because you're not well known, you don't realize how much we're winning. I mean, I'm not saying all of you don't know that. I just, unless you're a prominent person, though, I know you don't get to experience this. And I also want the bad guys to know that. But they've had for at least a decade AI aggregators that sample all the telecommunications, internet, email, comments, everything. And they know freedom's super popular. And, you know, they knew 8 years ago, 7 years ago, I mean, we were reaching 50, 60 million people a day conservatively. I don't mean just seeing clips of the show. I mean, the main show, large parts of it being heard. Way, double that now. And I say that to report to you the success we're having because of your hard work and being persecuted and attacked and fired and lied about all in your family. And I know what you go through because I've gone through it too. And we've not completely defeated them yet, but like I said, they are defeated. They'll never win now. So I am godsmacked right now. And I have more than 40 big stories here. And I need to hit these. But it's hard to not go back to the CIA, Booz Allen. I mean, 80% of CIA's operation is now through 7 or 8 big contractors. They're the biggest. I mean, they're like 30% of the operation themselves. And you got this guy that's, you know, he's a spy, CIA. They set him up in the FBI as the double liaison. Then he's at Booz Allen Hamilton. And then he's in the skiff, in the tank, the most secret war room that we know of. I actually know about the other ones too, because it all comes out. But they got different designated places. Side R in Maryland, Cheyenne Mountain out in Colorado. But the point is they're nuclear bunkers that are all walled off. None of the internet's allowed in or out. It's all compartmentalized. And here he is. Well, I'm briefing him on our plan to stop Trump. That's a coup. Not just against Trump, but against the voters. And I love the corporate press being totally quiet about it, as if them doing that hurts us. Because they're even scared to try to spin it. No, that just, I mean, they have almost no readers anyways. Like they think because they don't talk about it, nobody knows. That interview with James O'Keefe and the pieces of the last 2 hours, I guarantee you when we cut them up, they're being cut up right now, you know, the ads out and all of it, and that's put on X today. I bet there's 100 million views tomorrow when I start the show of what you just heard. That is annihilation to the bad guys. And then people say, well, why don't they just kill you? Everybody else will, I'm just one guy. If I tried to count up all the views just on X tomorrow, everywhere else is going to get out. You can't even do it. And see, that's where I've been going the whole time is survive long enough and hang on long enough to where what we understand is common knowledge. And then I'm made obsolete because everybody gets it. And that's what victory is. Success is, it's not just Alex Jones and a few other people, you know, that were 15 years old reading Fletcher Prouty's book, who's the head of Pentagon Black Ops, exposed it all. Or talking to my uncle, who was in charge of stuff. I mean, big operations. And once the general public understands this, you don't ever reverse it. And it freaks me out because of the urgency of this and that the bad guys are so screwed. And all the activity I see, as I said on Monday, doesn't point towards, it confirms they're going ahead with a big false flag to blame Trump and us. So we better start talking about that. But things like this guy getting caught, that pushes the needle really hard towards them just giving up. And that's what James was saying, because this is war, folks. This is, most of war is informational. And in the modern times, it's almost completely informational. And You heard James say, you know, they're already demoralized and they already know our people are everywhere watching them. I hope they just give up. Now, James wasn't listening to my show the hour and a half before he came on. That's what I was saying. Because it's the truth. And so they tried to demoralize us. It failed. They tried to demonize us. And the process, the public woke up and knows we're the good guys. And so you cannot state it enough that we are kicking the living shit out of these people in the information war. And you look at that arrogant idiot, high-level spy of the deep state. And this guy's high-level. He's a general in evil. Guy's a ringwraith. And he thinks so little of the public that he would sit. I mean, if I was one of these guys, I wouldn't tell my wife about this stuff. I wouldn't tell anybody about it. Because back when there was discipline in these groups, you get killed for that, and you're people you tell get killed. I mean, I didn't get told some of this stuff till people were on deathbeds, because it wasn't just my uncle. My dad's cousin that was older than him that he called his uncle that lived on the same ranch did the same stuff. And do you know what he told people before he died? Same stuff Forrest, my uncle, told us. So it's insane. And it is a great point of satisfaction to know they'll never win now. And my job is to state the facts to the public, but also the bad guys, to say that if you completely give up, I will work hard to make sure you don't get killed. And that is not a threat that I'm going to get you killed. I mean, exactly what I said. You keep pushing this. Have you looked into where this goes? And that's why I talk to these people like that, because they've been selected out of college because they're pieces of crap and they're sociopathic narcissists who are preying on this country for the globalist and BlackRock. And they're so arrogant, they run around bragging to girls they meet off of dating apps. What's it called? I forget. Never been on it. The point is, that's where they get them. Or they just hang around where they work and live, and then the girl hits on them. I mean, come on, a hot girl comes up and starts hitting on you. And you don't know it's a spy, and you're supposedly a spy. And see, that's what they don't get. These spies don't work for any agency. They work for the American people. I mean, O'Keefe's been trained by good guys from the CIA, but they're not commanding this. O'Keefe is. And that's the most powerful army there is one that's decompartmentalized. That's what the Green Berets supposedly are supposed to go train indigenous populations how to fight back. And then there's no command and control. You can't stop them. We have human intelligence everywhere. We force multiplied everywhere. I took the doctrine of the army and read the manuals when I was a teenager and applied it to this show. You think that guy actually reads academic books on force multiplication or total resistance? Do you think he read the French Resistance or the other resistance manuals out of Norway and other places? Do you think he's actually done that? No. He just says, I'm a spy and is a big asshole that hates this country and hates the American people. You think he reads the war manuals? You think he reads von Bismarck? You think he reads Napoleon? You think he reads Julius Caesar? You think he reads Adolf Hitler? You think he reads Smedley Butler? You think he reads Sun Tzu? No. You think he reads the Rand Corporation war doctrines and war simulation war game scenarios? No. They are not serious people. By the time I was 20, I guarantee you I've read more than almost any of these generals. They play golf, they pose, they do nothing. That's what Hegseth was explaining in the confirmation hearing yesterday. They sit around with their thumbs in their butts. Well, we haven't been doing that, buddy. So you pretend like you're a warfighter. You pretend you're a spy. And now you've come and picked a fight with people that for decades have been way ahead of the curve, understood the public was asleep, and were busy developing operations to be ready for you when you made your main move. So you think you've been hunting us, we're hunting you. You think we're locked in here with you, buddy, you're locked in here with us. Now let me start getting into the fire news. And in its capacity to further discredit, destroy these people, and it's important, so they don't keep getting away with this, this is big. It's not as big as this coup discovery, which we already told you was going on. And this coup disruption. So, I'm going to cover that. And since this started last Tuesday, 8-9 days ago, this is the biggest news so far. And then we have all the other information that's confirmed, so we know what happened. They 100% did this on purpose. And Newsom's body language, his activity, is he's finally scared shitless. And he should be, because he's the bag man. So they did order a stand down of the fire department and the water system and all of it to the protest of the fire department people. And I would just tell the fire department folks, go ahead and just go public. It's the right thing to do. 30-something people died at least. Or the managers, you're going to get held accountable. But they're already going public. So I'm going to cover that when we come back. But I want to air this John Bound report that's really important in one little clip, just to give you a kind of a historical flavor of where we're at. And then I'll get into Trump and the hostage deal and red dye, number three, getting banned. That's a big deal. Not just it's a bellwether. And a bunch of Elon Musk and inauguration news. And I've got more on how they're hyping up terror attacks ahead of the inauguration as a smokescreen for whatever they're planning. I'll do that, revisit that, start of the next hour. But I want to hit the fire news now, after the break. And again, I know most of you already know all this stuff, but remember, it's the new people. You are everything. What do I need to do to get you to share the live link at Real Alex Jones right now? Or to share the link from Bandai Video or Infowars.com/show? When you get excited, we won't reach 100 million people today. We'll reach 200 million. You're fighting for your life, people. This isn't a simulation. It's not a game. This is real. That's why almost everything I tell you happens within days or weeks or months of me telling you. Because this is what I do. This is all I do. Here's the Bound Report.
Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite's Southern Jurisdiction and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is plausible. Either way, the letter is worth a read, and the closer we get to the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be.
Albert Pike served as a brigadier general in the Confederate Army. Following the war, Pike was jailed for treason. He was quickly pardoned by a fellow Freemason, President Andrew Johnson. Among eventually becoming a 33-degree Mason and a top leader of the Ku Klux Klan, Pike was also believed to be a Luciferian. He claimed he was able to summon Lucifer at will as the Grand Master of the Order of the Palladium.
Palladism, or traditional Satanism, an ancient Luciferian cult, was then introduced to the inner circle of the Masonic lodges. This influence has flourished into modern-day Freemasonry in the super rites of the upper degrees. Industry, entertainment, the CIA, Congress, and our military leaders are inundated with Freemasonic Palladism, or a Luciferian New World Order. What follows are the chilling predictions, or better yet, instructions of Albert Pike's three world wars, funded in great part by the House of Rothschild. From a letter that he wrote to 33-degree Italian Illuminati head and mafia founder Giuseppe Mazzini, dated August 15, 1871. The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by the agenteurs of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments, in order to weaken the religions. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery and of the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. A bizarre letter indeed. And a red flag may have gone off when you heard the term Nazism, but the term Nazism was known to those in the Illuminati at that time. Will we allow this madness to unfurl unabated, or will we put a halt to it before it's too late? John Baum, Infowars.com.
All right, very interesting report. Good food for thought. All right, James O'Keefe has dropped his new report, the confrontation with the Hillary Clinton CIA FBI plotter. And but I'm going to do the fire situation first because it's just stunning how naked they were in making sure all the fire mitigation systems were turned off. They did not miss a beat. It was extreme precision, the opposite of ineptitude or incompetency. Obviously, the ding-dongs that they have as the managers just followed their orders. Okay, record winds are coming, then we normally would put fire trucks out and be ready and turn off the power lines, but that's all turned off. Go home, even though we're on the schedule. Okay. We've never done that before. All right. Well, you drained the reservoir and you didn't test the fire hydrants and you everything else and you're going to build a 50-minute city there? Okay. All right. And that's what they did. So the new developments, the biggest yet, straight ahead on the other side. Remember, Paul Revere's, take the live feed and share it at Real Alex Jones now. We'll be right back. Patriot Apparel, the supplements, the AlexJonesStore.com do not have a lot of markup because we're being very competitive. And it's critical to funding our operation. But we do have limited edition posters that do have a lot of markup in them, so that if you really want to support or keep us on the air, you can go buy the products. Now, there are currently 5 limited edition posters, and on January 6th, we're not going to make any more of these designs. So if you want to get them, hang them on the wall, hang them at your office, know that you really supported the InfoWar at a critical time, and know that we really got some major funds in from it, because the posters cost like $6, $7 a piece. We sell them for $25, $29, depending on the poster. Again, it's a fundraiser, so you know you're really supported, but they're handsome, nice posters, and they're mementos of the Battle for the Republic in 1776 worldwide. So you've only got to January 6th to get these 5 limited edition posters, and they'll never be available again. I've got them hanging at my home and here at the office. I love them. So get your limited edition posters right now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
It's Christmas 2024. And ladies and gentlemen, that means the best deals of the year are available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate CMOS, the ultimate superfood. You owe it to yourself to try it, and I know you'll be addicted because it is amazing. Energy, focus, clarity, it goes on and on. New products that are in Ultimate Turmeric, with not just the concentrate of turmeric, but the concentrate of ginger and pepperdine. I mean, this is incredible what it does for energy, clarity, inflammation, anti-cancer, you name it. It's now available. We've also got a great formula, iron and organic, high-quality vitamin C. And then we've got the 2025 Alex Jones calendar. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps our broadcast on the air. Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for your support. Now check out the store. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We'll be right back. TV viewer is chopper footage shot yesterday of the Palisades. Over 90% absolutely destroyed in the smaller home areas where the working class folks who have been there in some cases 70 plus years refuse to sell. Newsom's announced he's going to come in and force almost everybody out and build their new globalist city. All right. Last Tuesday, as the fires began to rage, I went on air and I said, here's all the articles, here's the environmental regulations that Newsom expanded under massive criticism from firefighting organizations and President Trump and myself and just countless others, that as these fires go across California, that the U.S. Forestry Service has a large part of the state. They won't allow fire breaks or trimming or control burns. The state won't allow people to clean up their own property. There's regulations where you can't even get rid of eucalyptus trees on your own property. In most cases, you have to go through all this hell, which are explosively dangerous in a fire because they're oil-based. They're like a torch, a flamethrower. And they didn't turn the power lines off, though that's the default. When about 50-mile-an-hour winds come in, they turn the power off because if you're not going to trim the trees around them, which then fall on the lines, and if they're on, that will cause a fire. If you do trim the trees around the power lines, you don't turn them off because they can handle hurricane winds according to the zoning in most areas. And I have the article showing in other areas like Malibu and other in Hollywood, a few months ago when big winds came in, they turned the power off. But this time they didn't. Smoking gun. Didn't release the water for the mountain reservoirs. Smoking gun. Drained months before the key 117 million gallon reservoir built decades ago above the Palisades for firefighting so they could get pressure off the mountain so they could pump it to the lower areas of the mountain and have high pressure. Then blocking the testing of the water mains 2 months ago and the fire hydrants. And in San Diego and other areas, they blocked mitigation the last few years. We showed you that. And now they've got big fires in San Diego. And you've got arsonists that join in, setting them everywhere. But it's arsonism. It's setting the stage administratively, bureaucratically, a form of bureaucratic arson, terrorism, siege, scorched earth, to not do the mitigation, to not do the fire breaks, to not trim the brush and trees, to not remove them at the state, federal and local level, to not release the water, and then to drain the water. And then I kept saying, go look at the default firefighting, and it's in the news last night and today. And even mainstream media is freaking out. The public's getting it and saying, oh, the default training and policy, standard operating procedure, was when the wind forecast, it says it's going to go at 50 or above, as soon as the winds hit that, they've got their own meteorology, you know, system set up. See little weather stations. When it hits 50 miles an hour, you turn the power off. And then you see the satellite time-lapse we've shown many times of North Palisades, all the mountains, the brush, the trees. Hadn't had fires there in over 60 years, as the fire spokesman said. You see this line along a road up there, and the winds go up to 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, fire, 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 fire. People say, is that arsonist? Yeah, the policy of leaving the power on when it's got brush all over it and trees. And so, even by last Friday, the New York Times and even the Washington Post said, fire experts and fire department union says it was the power lines being on. And they were. We have the video of them on and them falling in the fires. So, there's also a lot of arson arrest. The homeless, the psychotics, the nuts, the communists, the Antifa. Because they're Satan's little helpers. Hundreds of videos. So then we look at what happened with the actual fire department. So if they didn't turn the power off, that was the default. When the winds go about 50, what else was the default? I'll read you the LA Times all but here in a moment. When the winds again are going to go above 50, you then have the firefighters go on double shift, and they don't just sit in their fire stations waiting for a call. They deploy at strategic places so they can get there quicker if there is a fire. And then I have the newscast and footage the people shot that first reported the fire, and it was an hour till a helicopter shows up once it's out of control and dumps a little bit of water on it, and then some fire engines show up. And it's already a giant wall of fire across, looks like, 40, 50 acres. We have that footage. I know I sent it to you guys. You can show it. But the point is that now we learn that they said, well, even though it's the default position, that, you know, when the cops get a call, there's a bank robbery, they send the units. When the winds went up above 50, or scheduled to, forecast to, they said, you know what, we're not going to go to double shifts, and we're not going to deploy the fire trucks. Did you hear what I just said? They were saying these would be the biggest winds ever recorded, and they're now saying since they recorded winds, they're right up there, and you don't do the default that the fire experts have said that you've trained, you have a budget to do. So let me just show you the articles, and then we'll start going through them. Here is the LA Times. LA fire officials could have put engines in the Palisades before the fire. They didn't. And we'll go over that. And then I'll show the crew the video I'm talking about, because I sent them so many, so I can show you the local newscast admitting that it was an hour till they even responded to the first fire. Los Angeles fire losses could reach $30 billion for insurers. Now they're saying it's going to be upwards of $200 billion in damages. L.A. fires could cost $250 billion, estimates say. Fox News. AccuWeather estimates more than $250 billion in damages and economic loss from L.A. wildfires. Be a lot of money coming to the governor's commission that will control it. L.A. fires now amount to $275 billion. It's growing in damages. Breaking, Los Angeles wildfires projected to become the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history, with damages estimated at $225 billion, leaving American taxpayers to foot the bill. And who's going to control the money when it comes in? Failure to mobilize firefighters before L.A. fires began led to catastrophic catastrophe, says new whistleblower. We'll be getting to that. Here's the article. And then Newsom comes out and blames Trump. We'll get to that. But here's the really important video that I know I sent, so it's on the list. Here it is, and let's get it. We have it. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Video proof that there was no response to L.A. Pacific Palisades fire for at least 45 minutes. And we have it being reported by the local news. We'll get to that. It's amazing. And then we have the arrogance, zero ethos, integrity, and dignity, just pure pride by the fat lesbian saying, we don't need to carry out a person. Who cares if I'm not strong? Now, that's just some of what we've got, and I'm going to read through these here in a moment, but I don't want to tell you something and not show you. I remember just seeing the articles, making some calls, confirming it. We're already watching L.A. very closely a few months ago. They had a bunch of high winds in November and December, and in the Palisades then, and in other areas of L.A. proper, and in Malibu, they cut the power off and on over a two-week period for around a week. You can read it, like, you know, people in different areas had up to 7 days total, no power. And you can go pull the news articles up and read about it. Now, why is that important? Why'd they cut the power then? But why didn't they cut the power this time when the winds were even stronger? CBS News, power cut to some Southern California customers due to high wind and fire dangers. November 7th, 2024. And you can look at each neighborhood, each little subdivision, each town. They're all there, including what I told you about a few days ago, Malibu, in November and December. Power cut to some Southern California customers due to high wind and fire dangers. Didn't do it. This is not incompetence. Southern California utilities could turn off your power because of the winds. Here's how to prepare. L.A. Times. January 7th, right before it started. But they didn't. They didn't. They didn't. Zoom in on that. January 7th. See that? So, got some splaining to do. And yet everything else they did, perfect. Stand down. So, that's what, there's AP. Thousands without power as Santa Monica winds bring increased fire risk in Southern California. December 9th. Wildfire ready. California OES fire fleet of more than 270 fire engines ready to be used in times of need. But they stood down. And I'm going to show you that in a moment. So we bring the receipts. Little telltale sign. You know, Trump said he hates all Mexicans. They don't show you a clip. Never said anything close to it. Alex Jones sent people to piss on kids' graves. Not only did I not send anybody, nobody ever did when they got asked on the stand. Who told you that? I don't know. I just heard it. Just all made up. To raise money for Bloomberg's gun control group. Alex was Italian. He'll give us money. Now we sued him. Trump says he's going to come kill black people in the military. Where did he say that? The people saying stuff like that are committing crimes. They're trying to get us killing each other. That's fire in a theater. So, let's get to the real meat. And again, there are hundreds of articles about them cutting the power, including in Palisades. And they just said right before, oh, don't worry, that the wind season's coming. We got 270 fire trucks that'll be all over L.A. So right when a fire starts, they can go there. But when the big winds came this time, they got to do it before Trump gets in because they need to be able to get the money distributed themselves now. They pulled the trigger. And I said he'll declare an emergency, take it over, have a government state committee he appoints to give all the money to them. And I said, it'll probably be $100 billion. I'm sorry, now they want $200 billion. Worse than I said. There's your motive. And remember, the world's going to all burn up because of global warming. It's your fault when they really are the ones doing it. Yeah, the real arsonists don't take the budget they have and clean up the brush. The real arsonists leave the power lines on. The real arsonists order the fire trucks not to be deployed against default. And they're the firefighter groups. They got the training. They're saying, don't worry, we're ready. Oh, that day, hey, you know what? And they got whistleblowers. It's confirmed. Now they're saying, well, but don't worry. Newsom's in charge of the investigation. He's going to find out who drained that reservoir. He's going to find out who blocked releasing the water from the other reservoirs. He's going to find out why they didn't send out the fire trucks. Sure he is. And you know they all got together and planned this years ago. And they pulled the trigger last week. 100%. 100%. You'd have to be a willful idiot not to know that. And it's not like I just started saying this now. I told you it was coming. So, just like I said, they're plotting a coup against Trump, and then we catch them. Because they think you're stupid. They telegraph to all their people 99% of what they're planning. And they create the narrative. And then I go, here's the real narrative, and this is what they're going to do. Because I've studied these people. Most of them are just follow orders. They want people that are compartmentalized. So it's ineptitude and incompetency in the minions, but not in the master strategist. Total precision. They did not allow anything to chance. Every fire protection, standard operating procedure was all bloop, 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 bloop. If I go in my house to the circuit breakers in the laundry room and I go I'm going to cut off this bedroom. I'm going to cut off the kitchen. I'm going to cut off the living room. I'm going to cut off the bloop, bloop, bloop. I'm turning the bleep, 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 bleep. I mean, they just go right out of line. And then you're not supposed to know about fire mitigation and policies and funding and laws and rules and regulations and zoning. And if you don't learn about what they're doing, you got a big problem. They said 20 years ago, they're going to have all the smart meters tax you, steal all your data from your other wireless devices. And if they want, they can hit one button with the capacitors in them and blow them up and burn your house down. Now that's all over the news. I told you decades ago, all the cars are tracking you in live time, selling all your data. Now it's all over the news today. And it got hacked by a group, so everyone has it now. Yeah, right. There's a lot more to that. But here we go. Stop being naive, people. It'll get you killed. Let's read the LA Times. LA fire officials could have put engines in the Palisades before the fire. They didn't. The real headline was the LA fire boss, the water district head, the emergency managers all got together and decided to stand down. Standard firefighting funded in the field default positions. We're told, don't do it. The morning before the high winds came in the evening. Everybody's ready. The firefighters are like, okay, we're going to be working a couple days straight. All right, get ready. Get everything loaded up. Oh, wait, go home? Huh? And now they're whistleblowing. Think about how stupid they think you are. Oh, we just... Now it's like, well, there actually wasn't real maintenance. They just ordered it drained. They said for maintenance, but there's no maintenance schedule. There's no problem with the reservoir. Yeah. No kidding. You can't have the firefighters have water. They might stop the fire. Need a clean sweep, burn it all down. How else can he declare a total emergency? So let's read it. This came out last night, June 14th, or January 14th. As the Los Angeles Fire Department faced extraordinary warnings of life-threatening winds, top commanders decided not to assign for emergency deployment roughly 1,000 available firefighters and dozens of water-carrying engines in advance of the fire that destroyed much of the Pacific Palisades and continues to burn. Interviews and internal Los Angeles Fire Department records show. Fire officials chose not to order the firefighters to remain on duty for a second shift last Tuesday as the winds were building, which would have doubled the personnel on hand. And then it goes on to say, which was the default. That's a standout. And staffed just five of more than 40 engines is putting five of the 40 engines being staffed. Is that a stand down? You bet your ass it is.
It'll be too obvious if we cut all of them. Well, leave four. They'll never do anything. I need total destruction, says Newsom.
The officials chose not to order the firefighters to remain on duty for a second shift last Tuesday as the winds were building, which would have doubled the personnel on hand and staffed, and they just staffed five of more than 40 engines that were available to aid in battling wildfires, according to records obtained by the Times, as well as interviews with LAFD officials and former chiefs with knowledge of operations. And they go on to say it was the default. Why was it turned off? I was just incompetence again, of course. Boy, they're really working hard with this incompetence. A lot of stuff to be turned off and done. They were just so lucky. They did it so perfectly. This is perfect incompetence. Just, it's stunningly, it's a new word, precise incompetence. Like, you know, Tiger Woods hits a hole in one. It's like, that guy sucks. That was an incompetence right there. A week after the LA firestorm began, winds still pose a danger. As scale of loss becomes clear, the department only started calling up more firefighters and deploying those additional engines after the Palisades blaze was burning out of control. Kind of like 3 years ago in Texas and other areas, 5 days before the meteorologists, national and state, said it's going to be a huge blue norther. We have to up power capacity more than 30% or the power grids will go down. Everybody turns up their heaters. And the feds said under Biden to the state of Texas and others, you go up any power level, we'll fine you $1 million an hour per power station and we'll criminal charge you. And that was in the ERCOT directive when ERCOT, you know, did that. They blamed ERCOT, which is corrupt. And then a day after the power went off in most of the state, then they said, oh, now you can up the power. Done on purpose. And they made like $40 billion extra ripping people off because of increased power rates the next week. I mean, they know what they're doing. It's Enron stuff. No extra engines had been placed in the Palisades where the fire broke out about 10:30 a.m., where firefighters said was the worst area. Officials said they also had trimmed up the dead wood that was there for 65 years. The department pre-positioned 9 engines to the San Fernando Valley and Hollywood that were already on duty, expecting that fires might break out there. Oh, wow, 9 engines for those big areas. They sent more to like a traffic accident. Officials said they moved more engines first thing in the morning to also cover the Northeast. Well, how nice of them. It's like stabbing somebody in the throat, and after you die, putting a bandage on it. The Times findings come as LAPD officials continue to assert that the firefighting effort was hampered by cuts to the department's budget and low water levels for some of the hydrants. Wonder why, because the firefighting reservoir was drained? They also only acknowledge their decisions not to assign more firefighters or pre-position more the available engines after the Times presented them with internal documents describing the department's actions. You know, the owner of the LA Times came out and apologized and said, I'm not liberal or woke anymore, and I apologize to the public, and we're going to expose what really happened. Seeing everything burn out, seeing hell on earth, that finally gets you off your ass to stop lying? And, of course, the fire department's like, well, what? You're not supposed to ask those questions.
It's over, dumbasses. People are done.
You ain't running your old games anymore. It goes on. You got to read the whole thing. I got a bunch of others. We're going to break. I cannot fight the globalists without your help. We have the new limited edition coin. There's only 4,000 of these commemorating Trump's victory. The battle for the Republic 2024 on one side with his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. On the other side, commemorating the 47th president's inauguration next week. And it funds our operation. These are highly collectible. And it's a memento of your defense of the Republic at a critical time. It's key for our fundraising operation, for our legal battles with the deep state that we're winning, but running low on funds. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. The best supplements, the best Patriot gear, the widest selection, it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. There's some big sales running as well right now, and they're about to sell out. The 1776 limited edition Liberator knife with limited edition inscription. This is the ultimate war knife. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the limited edition Trump victory 2024 Battle for the Republic coin just came in. There's only 4,000. This is a piece of history, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. On one side of the coin, with Trump defiantly and Butler, fight, 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 and the ongoing battle for the Republic and winning that strategic battle against the globalists. On the other side, commemorating his inauguration on January 20th, 2025, on our ongoing defense of retaking our republic from the globalists. So again, it is the Battle for the Republic, Trump victory, historic coin. Commemorating the victory of 2024 over the deep state and the corporate media, and securing the victory into 2025 and the inauguration. They're limited editions, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get yours while you still can. For listeners and viewers that have gone to thealexjonesstore.com and gotten Ultimate CMOS, which is the
ultimate superfood, chock full of organic iodine and all these key vitamins and minerals, and the way God has the iris sea moss grow, the way it all fuses together, just has incredible effects. It's right up there with hemp for just being a over-the-top superfood. I've been on it for now 4 or 5 months, and the clarity, the focus, my skin, my energy, the weight loss is insane. And so, Ultimate Sea Moss is available at thealexshowstore.com. And if you love that product, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want two of the new gummy products that are in. Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Iron and Vitamin C. Both of these powerful gummy products are available right now with a big bottle jammed right to the top with these babies. Both of these amazing formulas are now available discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whiskey bottles and brand new cars. Oak tree, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
There's a bunch of other key news I haven't hit yet that I'll go through. We've got the James O'Keefe confrontation with Hillary Clinton, deep state coup plotter, high-level Pentagon official, CIA, FBI. Told you the key spies are all of them together because they have to report to the boards, and they report to the civilian globalist shadow government, and they report to the Pentagon when there's a liaison. He's there briefing them on the coup plan. Just ultra-massive information that was on the last few hours. It'll be archived soon to Alex Jones. And you're the Paul Revere's. It's up to you to get that and share it on your email list, your text message, everywhere. Get aggressive. Share it like your future depends on it, because it does. I love seeing Elon say that all the time, too. I mean, it's important, folks. This is a fight. But I mentioned this, so I want to get to it. Here's where the Palisades fire started in the afternoon as the winds went up. 45 minutes till the helicopter comes, and then like an hour till the fire department gets there. And they're all just sitting around with their thumbs, you know where. And then now you learn they super understaffed it and default turned off their already set policy, even though they had the money. That was in the budget. And you can say that's just extreme incompetence, but you add all the rest to it, the draining the reservoir, not cutting the underbrush, blocking people clearing brush, all the rules, leaving the electricity on. And the motive for the hundreds of billions they're going to get now. Newsom doing exactly what we predicted he'd do, declaring an emergency, suspending all the laws and saying he's the king now. He'll decide. He'll protect you from anybody coming in and exploiting you. Same guy got a law passed. People can legally steal $2,000 out of your business today and not get arrested. He's a very nice man. Here's the clip.
They claim they didn't see any response until 45 minutes after they called 911.
It's hard to believe, Elizabeth, but I wouldn't have believed it either until I saw the video. You know, Michael Valentine, he's a former U.S. attorney for 8 years under Kamala Harris. He and his wife, they live at the top of Pacific Palisades right next to this ridgeline where the fire broke out. He says his wife called at 10:29 a.m. Tuesday morning. That's when they first saw it, and they didn't see anybody come for at least about a half an hour, 45 minutes, before they dropped some water.
He documented it all on video, giving News Nation an exclusive look of where it started and how quickly it grew. By 10:50, the plume had spread considerably, twice as large. 8 minutes later, the size of the fire seems to have doubled yet again. Still nobody fighting the fire. At 11:13 a.m., nearly 45 minutes after Michael's wife called in the fire, you see a chopper come through. At 11:23, a helicopter comes in, begins to dump water on it. But at this point, the fire is massive and moving quickly down this ridgeline.
Oopsie. More incompetence. So precise. Incredible. All right. We've got a lot of other news, and I got to move quick here to get to it. And we got some other breaking news. One of our reporters is going to come in here with straight ahead. And then in 57 minutes from now, or 56 minutes and 15 seconds, Owen Schroyer always does a superlative kick-butt job. Remember, the bad guys cannot stand this show. They cannot stand what we're doing. On Friday, we got that member of parliament exposing they're not just raping kids and kidnapping them in the UK, and the government, of course, is covering it up and involved, he says. Of course, they are. We already knew that decades ago. I'm just saying it's true. Then they kill them and sell their organs, recycling every bit of them in the satanic evil. Bunch of other big guests this week as well. But I just got to say that it's horrible to know all this, but it's a lot worse to be naive and let it continue on. So I don't take pleasure in talking about all this horrible stuff, but I do take satisfaction knowing we're going to bring people to justice so they can't keep doing it. So stop being naive. I know most of you aren't, but for those that are just tuning in, it's a lot worse than I can even tell you, because evil is bottomless. We'll be right back.
Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, the AlexJonesStore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks. More entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today, experience the amazing benefits, and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can't be cold. My whole life spins into a frenzy.
Get into some of the news that we have not gotten into yet. You've seen the feds that are still under globalist control at the top saying, oh, we think terrorists may attack the inauguration, and they found a big plastic explosives weapons cache at what looks like a terrorist safe house in Chicago yesterday, or that broke yesterday. We've got all these headlines: Trump inauguration, potential target for threats, agency warns. Now we're learning at the Jimmy Carter funeral a few days ago there were threats against Trump there. The police chief said, police investigate two threats at Capitol amid heightened security, Washington Post. Trump inauguration put security officials on high alert. And meanwhile, you have the outgoing Pentagon leadership with the deep state liaison from the CIA and FBI, the former aide to Hillary, getting caught bragging about how they're plotting a coup against Trump while they hype up that Trump is going to be a dictator. So that is all huge. We have other big news here. This is very historic. And even before Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets confirmed at HHS, looks like Hegseth will be a big defeat of the globalist. Because they need to be shown, we don't care what lies you say, we don't care what you put out, you don't have any power anymore with your smear campaigns. And so they're already, the vaccine makers are getting all scared and turning on each other with all the stuff they've done illegally, all the people they've killed, and all the gain of function. And you've got now red dye number 3 that causes all sorts of serious problems, and it's basically an amphetamine. And now the FDA bans red number 2 that's been around for 100 years and has been known for 60 or 70 as super poisonous. Remember, my dad would never let me have any candy or big red or anything that had it. He'd tell me all about it. And, of course, my dad was a doctor, so you know those type of things. But this has been well known, is my point. I remember telling my grandmother, don't drink Big Red. It's really toxic. She goes, I love it. FDA bans red dye number 3 from foods. As a matter of law, the studies have found the dye causes cancer in lab rats. So they had the law already on the books, but didn't implement it. FDA bans red dye number 3 from foods nearly 35 years after it was barred from cosmetics because of potential cancer risk. And I got a clip, if you guys could pull this up. And I know this is old news for you, I've been talking about it for 25 years, but atrazine, gender bending, and cancer, and it's the second most used chemical pesticide, herbicide out there. This is all a plan. And just 4 months ago, oh, fluoride in the water really does cause cancer and lower IQ and infertility. Really? Thought that was a conspiracy theory. So, let's play a clip about this.
Average girl in America is hitting puberty, which is sexual maturity, 6 years earlier than they were in 1900. We have the earliest puberty rates of any continent in the world. It's age 10 to 13. And this is in large part thought to do because of we are literally giving children estrogen with all the plastics we're ingesting, which are xenoestrogens, meaning they are exogenous artificial estrogens, and the pesticides, which can activate the estrogen receptors like atrazine. I mean, you can put atrazine, which is a pesticide that we spray about 70 million pounds of in the U.S. every year. It's not legal in Europe, but it's sold to us from international countries.
It's not legal in Europe?
No, you cannot use it. And you put this on a developing male frog embryo and it turns into a female frog. That's how much of an estrogen endocrine disrupting chemical that it is.
Yeah, I've been talking about this for at least 25 years. And about 15 years ago, you saw it. They went ape and had it on all the late night comedy shows, CNN, everywhere. Alex Jones is saying atrazine's good for you. Nice people, huh? But see, now it's everywhere. That's the value of this broadcast. I don't know why 90% of the time we're the first people to talk about something decades before. Because this is well known back then. Here's some more. FDA mandates nerve damage warnings for 2 RSV vaccines. Now, we've known forever it does that. But why are they doing it now? Because they got to put the fine print on there because they know there's a new sheriff on town. Defense Department ignored COVID-19 herd immunity data that they had that might have prevented military vaccine mandate. They knew that most military was already immune naturally and already had it, that you gave them the so-called vaccine when you already had immunity. It could kill you, but you know the rest of the story. So just a few little tidbits on that front. You know, we could have spent the whole show on that, but I'm just here exposing known evils going on because I live here too. And I'm pissed off at these people and I want to stop them. So the top story, you know, is Hegseth and Senator Thune saying he's going to get confirmed. Okay. That's important. And oh, Trump, you know, said repeatedly, if you don't release the hostages before I get there, I'm going to come blow you up. And now they've announced they're releasing him and there's a ceasefire and all the rest of it. Good news that we have the clips of Trump recently saying, you better do it. They know there's a new sheriff in town. We'll play that in a moment. And that's important too. I'm glad for the hostages and I want both sides to stop doing what they're doing. But in the main, you think 90-something percent of the water and food being contaminated with atrazine and the off-the-chart cancer rates and all the rest of it, you think that might be important too? A lot of people ask me, hey, Alex, most of the time you're not covering whatever the big story is. Well, I don't let them dictate to me. And I'm not lecturing anybody. I'm just pointing out that if you go watch Fox News, it's all about Israel. And you go to leftist media, it's all about the Palestinians. Okay, 40-something thousand of them dead. I'm sad for them. A lot of them innocent. But it's not the moral authority to have that be the only issue you cover. 30-plus million dead from the COVID shots. On record, insurance numbers. Your 45,000 doesn't even come close. Oh, it's dramatic images. Looks like the Palisades there in Gaza. My issue is, to all the people that only cover that, some of the right-wingers too, you wonder why people don't tune into your show a lot. It's boring. We already know about that. And I'm trying to stop a coup against President Trump right now. So we need this to be on the front burner, in my humble opinion. You can go talk about the NFL if you want. You can go talk about any stupid crap you want all day long. I'm going to be here covering what I think is going to help the most people have a better life, live longer, and be safe. All right, I want to go to the James O'Keefe new video that dropped about 20 minutes ago of him confronting the liaison between the civilian deep state and the Pentagon deep state, plotting the coup against President Trump. Kind of a big deal. And then more huge breaking news and boil downs and video clips right through the rest of the hour. But I'm going to say this again. I cannot battle the globalists without your help. And we have incredible products at thealexjonesstore.com. You want concentrated, strongest, best CMOS, ultimate CMOS, Irish CMOS, the best iodide, the best vitamins and minerals, the way nature produces it. It's just, it just does everything. Over 90 vitamins and minerals in it. Not just the essential stuff, a bunch of other stuff that we know is essential, but they just don't say it is. It works for the other vitamins and minerals, all natural, concentrated. The gummies, it's all back in stock. The concentrated ultimate turmeric, that's not just turmeric. It just does insane things. Just regular raw turmeric's amazing. Everybody knows that. Well, this is, the average turmeric you buy is like 4%. That's raw. It's 95%. The ginger, strongest. The black pepper extract, the strongest. So good for your whole body. So good for your eyes. So good for your heart. So good for your brain. So good for your liver. So good for everything. Your skin. Ultimate turmeric formula, discounted. The Sambuca, super strong elderberry with zinc and vitamin C, discounted. The iron vitamin C zinc combo, discounted. Everybody should be on this right now, and it tastes great. And the gummies drip. They're so concentrated and strong. A lot of places are cheap, plus they don't want them dripping. Now, these are dripping. They're so full. So get yours today, and two new items. Really no reason to plug this. It'll sell out probably by the end of the show. But the new Liberator trench knife with the new limited edition inscription, Trump Victory 2024, fight, fight, fight. I designed it. Don't tread on me, the Gadsden Snake. And there's 4,000 of these, and they're gone, limited edition. Put out a lot of six so far. This will be the seventh commemorative coin. We have the new Battle for the Republic commemorative coin with Trump from Butler, engraved in the silver coins made right here in America in Missouri. Fight, fight, fight. It says Battle for the Republic 2024. And on the other side, commemorating the victory of the election, is the Battle for the Republic. This is the battle. It's not the war. 47th. President of the United States, Donald John Trump, his signature, United States of America, January 20th, 2025. And it's a fundraiser, and it's critical to our legal defense, which has now gone on offense, and we are winning everywhere. But it takes fuzz because the deep state wants us off air, and that's the cost of victory, of reaching over 100 million people a day now and just devastating the globalists. You are the reason that's happening. Thank you. Plus, these are products you want, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Be sure to become a VIP member if you're going to buy anything, because you get $40 a month to spend in the store. It's $30 a month to be a member. And if you're going to buy anything, you make money that way. And then you get special deals, special sales, special offers only for you. And the free truck giveaways, just that second sweepstakes just ended. And by the laws of sweepstakes, you got to wait a month for mail-in entries to come in. In about a month, we'll announce the winner, have him here in studio, like the last winner, the great Air Force F-16 guy. Awesome. Can't wait to meet the new winner. So, take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also become a distributor, which with links online, you get 10% off the top. Anybody that follows your link to the store, A lot of cool stuff at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and more. All right, here is the globalist caught red-handed, the coup liaison caught in the act of plotting the coup against Trump. Here it is.
Jamie, you're a spy hunter, you say. Well, I'm a spy hunter, too, but I'm evidently a better spy hunter than you.
We have no permission to use it.
Actually, we do. It's called the First Amendment. Why would you lie to me?
I'm not lying to you, and I'm not...
Do you lie every day at work?
No, I'm not lying.
Then why did you say that you are working with retired generals?
What are you talking about?
You were a special agent with the FBI. You worked for Hillary Clinton. You worked for the State Department. You talk about hunting spies. What if my undercover person was a Russian spy?
Go away, you liar. You're a known fraudster. You have a poor reputation. No one believes you. Go away.
What the fuck out of here.
Okay, so this is the former FBI special agent. Is that right?
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Go away.
Go away.
There's no reason to get upset, sir.
Yeah, there is a reason. Go away. Leave me alone. It's like bothering people in public.
No, I'm reporting on what you're saying. Because there's a First Amendment in this country, and I recognize you government people don't like...
Behind the First Amendment to get away with your freaking fraud and threats.
Well, that fraud is a very serious accusation. That's a form of psychological projection. There you have the government official, quite angry. Jamie, you work in national security.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I'm embedded in the Pentagon. I work in the Joint Staff, which is the top military command.
You're a FBI agent, right? Special agent with the FBI? Former special agent with the FBI?
What is this?
And you're currently working as an advisor to the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon? What this is...
Leave me alone. What is this?
I'm a journalist, and we're doing a story on people within the administrative state, people that work for the executive branch agencies.
You have no permission to use this.
Actually, we do. It's called the First Amendment.
No. I'm not allowing you.
We have a right to record on these streets.
I'm not interested in talking to you.
Well, I'm interested. You've already talked to us. You've already spoken to us quite a bit. Now, do you think it's ethical as a advisor to the Pentagon officials, do you think it's ethical for you to be doing all this political stuff, fundraising?
Please leave me alone.
I'm a taxpayer, sir. I have a right to know about what you guys do. And
oh my God, I'm not fundraising for anybody.
So the phone call with the retired generals will probably be about raising money.
What's the name of the organization that you work with the retired generals?
I'm not fundraising for anyone.
I said that you guys would not fundraise. What were you going to do with the money that you guys get?
To hire staff.
Then why did you say that you are working with retired generals?
What are you talking about?
I'm quoting you.
You're not quoting me.
I'm in conversation with a couple of retired generals to try to explore what we can do.
I have you on videotape.
What videotape?
You're not a spy? You're not trying to, like, collect information from me?
I wish I was. That'd be cool.
A secret recording featuring you talking about working with retired generals. Why would you lie to me?
I'm not lying to you, and I'm not...
Do you lie every day at work?
No, I'm not lying.
Okay.
You don't have permission to use this information. I'm not lying. I'm not raising...
What are you going to do? Raid me?
What?
Raid me?
Leave me alone, please.
I will leave you alone, but I want you to answer our questions. I want you to answer these questions. Do you think it's ethical? Do you think it's ethical? Hi. How you doing? Sir, do you think it's ethical for you to be doing this political stuff while a senior advisor within the Pentagon?
I just want to know why you hired a woman to take me out on a date to basically accost me and trick me into these lies that you're asking me about.
Are you a four-star?
Four-star? No, I'm not a four-star.
Oh, you're not?
No. Is that what you do? You like to stage and, like, run all these pranks on people?
We like to get information for the public's right to know.
Yeah, I haven't done anything wrong, and what you're asking me, I haven't done.
The alleged comments by Menina do not reflect the positions of the chairman or the joint staff.
Well, that's what you said. I'm quoting you.
Leave me alone.
In the meeting.
We're about to leave you alone in the meeting.
But is there anything else you'd like to tell the American people?
What's your name?
My name is James O'Keefe.
James O'Keefe. You're a known liar. You're a known fraud.
What have I lied about?
You're a known liar. You're a known fraud.
Well, you just lied to me. You just lied to me saying that you didn't say something that you're on tape saying. And the people are upset in this country about people within the government who don't have their best interests at heart. People within the administrative agencies who are acting political. The FBI, you know, some people say it needs to be reformed. You were a special agent with the FBI. You worked for Hillary Clinton. You work for the State Department. You talk about hunting spies. What if my undercover person was a Russian spy?
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't, you liar.
Okay, well, the people will determine whether that's the case. But
no, it sounds like you are influencing what you want people to you're cherry-picking information to mislead and shape your opinion onto other people, and that's wrong.
I haven't
done anything wrong. Leave me alone.
I'm about to leave. What if I was a Russian spy?
Have permission.
Well, I don't need permission.
I have rights.
You have rights.
Well, you got rights. And lefts. Ups and downs and middles.
You cannot use this. You cannot. Leave me alone. Go away.
Under what law can I not?
Go away.
What if I was a Russian spy? Would you be talking to these people about what you do within the tank, within the Pentagon, talking about artificial intelligence?
We have this huge, huge meeting with military leaders in a very secure room called the tank.
Why are you disclosing this to total strangers, sir?
There is nothing that I said that isn't publicly available.
Very sensitive information. We're gonna have to keep it between us.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
All right.
Go away, you liar. You're a known fraudster. You have a poor reputation. No one believes you. Go away.
What have I lied about? You made a serious accusation.
You just accused me of.
What did I lie about?
Everything that you have been accusing me of and asking me about.
Give me an example.
No, go away, you loser.
Get away.
All right. Just let him be.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so this is the former FBI special agent. Is that right?
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Go away.
FBI special agent, Pentagon official, advisor, calling me names. Let him be. Let him be. Let him go to his car, guys.
Go away.
There's no reason to get upset, sir.
Yeah, there is a reason. Go away. Leave me alone. Bother people in public.
No, I'm reporting on what you're saying. Because there's a First Amendment in this country, and I recognize you government people don't like...
behind the First Amendment to get away with your freaking fraud and threats.
Well, that fraud is a very serious accusation. That's a form of psychological projection. All right. All right. Where is he going?
Away from you.
Okay. All right. We are in the parking garage. There you have the government official. Quite angry. This was an FBI agent and Pentagon official. My name is James O'Keefe. I'm an investigative reporter undercover. I recorded him on tape talking about plans after Trump wins and what they're going to do. So it's interesting, you know.
Yeah.
What's that?
Dismantling the...
Well, he wasn't clear about it, but he was talking about working with retired generals and current generals, and we thought it was interesting that this government official was spilling all the beans to us.
This is exciting for us, because we're students at the Washington Center right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Science.
Studying political science.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so we've been talking to a panel of politicians, and it's been interesting as, you know, people who are part of Gen Z and seeing many of these officials back away from questions.
Yeah, well, did you hear him yelling and cursing at me?
He was upset.
I mean, what do you guys think about that?
I mean, at some point he does have, like some things that he has to withhold.
Yeah.
So at some point, clearly he works with FBI, he has to, like, withhold some kind of knowledge, right?
Right.
And I can't say how it is frustrating.
Yes.
But also, it's kind of also the right for the public to know. So whatever questions that you may have asked him, I hope that he answered truthfully. Yeah.
The right for the public to know. That's what we like to say, the public's right to know. He kept saying that it's fraud. And it's, you know, I don't have a right to
do
this.
All right, folks, this is Chase Geisier. We are coming back on the other side of this break with breaking news and clips and analysis. We've got Gavin Newsom, Joe Rogan clips, all sorts of crazy stuff going on. with these fires, with the New World Order, with World War III, with potential drone strikes happening on the 19th to the 20th, the inauguration, we know that they are psychologically preparing the public for a massive transition in power. Let's hope that everything is safe and sound. Keep sharing this broadcast worldwide.
The all-time fan favorite bestseller, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, is finally back in stock, exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's great supplement company website. Ladies and gentlemen, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is the all-time fan favorite because listeners and viewers absolutely love it. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals. It's got a bunch of concentrated superfoods and super herbs, amino acids. It's got everything you need. So many people have health problems and issues because they have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. It tastes great. It's all natural, and it funds the InfoWar. Find out why it's been our number one bestseller. If you've never tried it, for those of you that have had it, you love it. It's available again, and it keeps us on the air at this critical time. So thank you all for your support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock, discounted at drjonesnaturals.com, and check out all the other great products while you're there. Thank you so much for keeping us in the fight. Now get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now at drjonesnaturals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind The Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on the AlexJonesStore.com that has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to the AlexJonesStore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air and their amazing products. Thank you so much for taking action. You are the resistance.
The Onion claimed for like a week that they owned us. In fact, as of this taping, they're still claiming that they own us on several other platforms. They don't. And even if they did, thealexjonesstore.com is immune to their attacks because it's not owned by us. It's simply partnered with us. It is by far the best place to go to ensure that you support Alex Jones, this crew, InfoWars, freedom of speech, and humanity. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about the VIP Club, which is absolutely incredible. It's $30 a month. You can cancel anytime, and you get $40 in store credit, plus amazing additional perks, more entries in our contests, more discounts, more benefits, access to the lost broadcasts of Alex Jones from 2001 to 2008. I mean, that's over 40,000 segments with transcripts of Alex Jones shows that you can't find anywhere else. You can upload them anywhere you want once you get them, but we finally compiled them into one easy location. These supplements are absolutely amazing. These products are absolutely amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Sign up today. Experience the amazing benefits and fight for liberty all at once. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the limited edition Trump Victory 2024 Battle for the Republic coin just came in. There's only 4,000. This is a piece of history, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. On one side of the coin, with Trump defiantly and Butler, fight, 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 and the ongoing battle for the Republic and winning that strategic battle against the globalists. On the other side, commemorating his inauguration on January 20th, 2025, on our ongoing defense of retaking our republic from the globalists. So again, it is the Battle for the Republic, Trump Victory Historic Coin, commemorating the victory of 2024 over the deep state and the corporate media, and securing the victory into 2025 and the inauguration. They're limited editions, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get yours while you still can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. This was, I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources that they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed. Wait.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. You're listening to Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the next 22 minutes and 6 seconds before the great Owen Schroyer takes over hosting the War Room. We're going to get into three things over the next 22 minutes or so. First of all, we're going to be talking about what's going on with these fires. I know you've all been paying attention and you're aware that this is a major psychological operation. This is an intentional act of the globalists manifest by an underclass within the political class of useful idiots for the sake of dismantling Western civilization and ushering in a new world order. But we're also going to be talking about the UAPs. And I know it's an old story. It's been happening for over a month now, at least, if you don't count all the times that there have been sightings over the tri-state area over the course of the last several years. But we know now, because of whistleblowers like Livelsberger and others, that there are major technological advances in gravitic drone technology. Apparently, only the United States and China have access to these technologies. 800 of these drones, at least, that we've seen recently flying over the tri-state area are alleged to be Chinese originally, perhaps through their proxy Iran. And they're coming from the ocean. And the concern by Livelsberger, the man who detonated the car bomb in the Cybertruck, was that China or the United States could place these drones over the White House, over the inauguration, and there's virtually nothing in the way of defense that can be done to prevent these technologies from being used. And that's why it's still a story. And then finally, I've got a couple of great clips to show you about how maniacal the lunacy of the left. But first, I got to show you clip letter A. Gavin Newsom griping about Elon Musk and his dangerous claims about the reservoirs in California.
What's not, I think, helpful or beneficial is this string of consciousness, these wild-eyed fantasies that somehow the state water project, we have reservoirs that are at or near historic highs, full, completely full, that somehow there's a magical spigot in California, in Northern California, that just can be turned on and all of a sudden there will be rain or water flowing.
And it is a magical spigot that can be turned on or supposed to be and provides an infinite amount of water.
Foundation of the notion of what are facts, what are truths, and the fact of that asymmetry. That's profound and consequential, amplified by people like, let's be candid, Elon Musk and others. And that 1-2 punch is
real.
And it's not just about this fire.
So ever since Gavin Newsom came over here from whatever factory in China he was made, he has been a sociopathic, Patrick Bateman-esque, you know, Bradley Cooper without a soul person running that state. I lived there for 3 years, and I love my family there, and I love the weather there. It truly is a beautiful place, but it's hell in California, the way of taxes. You have people that are ratting you out and blowing whistles on you if you're watering your lawn on the day of the week that you're not supposed to. So you're only allowed to water your lawn on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or Tuesdays and Saturdays. And if you're caught doing it on any other day, then you are a water hoarder. You are the problem. You are dangerously reducing our capacity to have water. And people will throw eggs at your house. You hear all about it. It's nuts over there. And to say that there was nothing else that could be done to prevent this from happening is absolutely outrageous. I mean, if we just look at clip G here, there are arsons all over California, all over Los Angeles right now, setting fires and nothing is being done. Let's watch.
And people are lighting fires now. You can see they lit a fire. These guys, not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire. And
these guys are
good. They're actually, the trees caught fire and then the palms are catching fire. So civilians are now lighting fires, down in the so-called, you know, flats around Santa Monica, Venice. So, be safe out there. Fire department's been dispatched. We don't have enough water to put this thing out, but we're supposedly on the way.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I'm going to show you clip H here in a second. California PG&E whistleblower. That's the company you basically have to use for power and gas in California because there's somewhat of a monopoly that's been taken over. There have been some scandals in reporting about PG&E. But we have this whistleblower saying that there's an issue here, and I know firemen that live in California that have been complaining for years about this. They don't do anything about the brush, which gets very dry because there's very little precipitation on the coast in this part of California, Southern California. They don't do anything about it in the name of protecting the animals. And then it all catches on fire and burns down anyway, which of course is bad for the animals. And we have this massive level of destruction throughout the entire state. It's the exact same thing that we saw in Maui, and we'll get more into that. But let's watch clip H.
I was a meter reader for 9.5 years with PG&E and the Marin office before I was illegally fired because I was not intimidated in being quiet with the problems I saw firsthand regarding smart meters. PG&E knows that they do catch on fire when they are remotely turned back on when a customer who is delinquent in their bill finally pays their bill. These meters catch fire. They know it, and they are covering it up. When I started working at PG&E, the annual budget in meter reading was $70 million for roughly 1,000 meter readers. My supervisor, who was my best friend at the time, told me this. The Public Utility Commission and PG&E continually lie to the customers saying it is a $2.2 billion system when the Public Utility Commission and PG&E, when questioned by a law firm suing over smart meters, admit it's a $10 billion system. PG&E tells their own employees it is a $10 billion system. That makes this illegal because it is a crime of fraud against the consumers of California. When you divide the annual cost of meter reading into the $10 billion this system never, ever, ever comes close to breaking even. You cannot allow PG&E to charge extra for a meter reader to come read a customer's meter when they already do it infinitely cheaper. I also like to point out the fact that no one else in PG&E does surveys for the gas department but the meter readers. Thank you.
All sorts of fraud, all sorts of terrible policy happening in California. And it's not incompetence, folks. This is all by design. The people that run these operations at the highest levels, the Klaus Schwabs, even the Gavin Newsom, I mean, he's a moron, but at the same time, he's very well-versed in corruption politics. Same can be said of Joe Biden. Very much a moron, but also very capable at being corrupt and getting away with it. He accomplished it. He did exactly what he set out to do. He became the most powerful person in the world, and he was able to cover up all of his crimes from when he was the vice president, all of his son's crimes over the course of the last 10 years. So these people are competent at certain things. They're just not competent in any of the things that they're supposed to be competent at, like leadership and effective policy that benefits the American people, because that's not their aim. Their aim is just their own power, the own conglomeration of political power into the political class so they can exploit you and your interests can be totally neglected for the sake of their own pockets, which they line with your tax dollars by skimming off of the top in government contracts and by the disproportionate returns they get on their stock portfolios. It's not just the left that's guilty of this. It's the right as well, the Dan Crenshaws and others. You can look at the charts every single year. Unusual Whales comes out with a report of which politicians outperformed the stock market. And it's astounding to see the degree to which this is happening at the highest levels of our political class. But if we look at what happened in Maui, there were all sorts of conspiracy theories that came out and were kind of pushed, not by independent journalists or alternative media, but pushed, and I believe, by the deep state for the sake of discrediting the scandal of what really took place. They tried to make it seem like it was ridiculous to say that anything other than a natural fire happened there by pushing things like Jewish space lasers. So that anything other than the official explanation was seen as this ridiculous conspiracy theory. When the fact of the matter is, there were so many things that were very bizarre and remain incredibly bizarre in Maui regarding those fires. I imagine it's unlikely that you've heard that 6 months before the fires broke out in Maui, there was a mysterious laser that came from space. At first, it was claimed that it was a laser from a NASA satellite that was studying the atmosphere. Then NASA came out and said it wasn't theirs. Turns out it was a Chinese laser. No, this laser was not used to start a fire, folks. Lasers are an incredibly effective way to transmit data. It was used to hack into the Space Force facility on Maui, and it caused a malfunction in a fuel pump in I think 700 gallons of diesel fuel leaked all over the mountain right around where the fires broke out. And we know that that fuel was not properly cleaned up. It was reported about until July, and then it kind of went away, and the people were saying that it was going to be months and months before it was all cleaned up, and all of a sudden these fires break out. Then when all the fires break out, they force everyone to leave their homes. Sometimes they even block people in so they had to burn. That was reported. Nick Sorter did incredible reporting in Maui. He was followed around and intimidated while he was doing so. And then there's a massive land grab that takes place. Everybody's flushed out. And those with the capacity, the capital, to invest in the area make a killing. Literally a killing. And we're seeing the same thing happen right now, where somehow some of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the Los Angeles area were targeted first. The most valuable land, this oceanfront property. You can see clip after clip, image after image of beautiful ocean views and sunsets along buildings that look like something from a scene in Gaza, just absolutely destroyed, demolished by a conflict. We know that they stood down for at least an hour, the fire departments. The hydrants didn't even work. Why is it that, 60,000 people lost their insurance, their fire insurance, just weeks before this took place? Let's watch clip number B here, where Joe Rogan, I think, does a good job of comparing the Maui fires with L.A.
Because all he would have taken is $5 billion, and they accidentally paid an extra $6 billion to Ukraine. They're like, don't worry, just a mistake. What? It was an accidental $6
billion. $5 billion
what, to help Maui? Yeah, rebuild entirely. So for $5 billion, everyone could have got their home back, and everything could have been settled, and no, nothing's been done. Mm. But yet we keep sending money to these other countries.
Well, why don't these countries throw us a buck every now and then? All we've been doing is paying their bill for the last 78 years.
Here's the thing. Even if you are supporting the idea of sending money to Ukraine, I'm not arguing against that. I'm saying they accidentally sent $6 billion there, and no one cared. And they didn't send $5 billion to Maui.
Right.
And they could have.
Also, just get it back. Like, you're not actually shipping a big thing.
Let me tell you something, folks. California, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's the ninth largest economy by itself in the world. I mean, the economy in California is bigger than the entire economy of Canada, if I'm correct. And I don't know what the annual number is. I think it's somewhere between $60 and $80 billion a year comes in terms of tax revenue there, because they just gouge you in taxes. 13% state income tax rate. There's a sales tax on top of that. I mean, it's the most expensive place to live in the world. It's a nightmare there. It's hell. Literally, it's hell now because it's become an inferno, actually on fire, flames everywhere. This is all intentional. It's all orchestrated. We have created a political class there because there was such radical booms in the economy there, first with the gold rush and then again with the Silicon Valley boom, that all this easy money came in so fast and these politicians were able to be proactive enough to get ahead of it and just weaponize all of that leverage of that economy into manifesting a little mini globalism, a little test case for what could be done the world over. And everybody's acting like it's just fine, it's just normal. I mean, I know there's headlines and there's alarm and there's outrage, but there's not going to be any accountability for this. Do you think anybody in California is going to go to prison for what happened here? Maybe they'll fire some fire chief, maybe. But we've seen how incompetent the mayor is. We've seen how incompetent the leadership in the fire department is. We've seen how incompetent the state is and how corrupt all the politicians that come from California to Washington are. The Schiffs, the Nancy Pelosi's, you've got the Paul Pelosi's with their insider trading. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. It is debauchery at its finest. It is cream of the crap. But while we're distracted with this, there is a story that people are quickly forgetting about because people forget very quickly. Generally speaking, forget about 9/11, allow the Patriot Act to happen. They forget about the Patriot Act, allow to push, you know, $1.2 trillion omnibus bills that do even worse. They forget about MKUltra, allow it to be continued under a new name or new departments forever. They forget about everything. Forget about the financial collapse, allow all the same policies to be enacted again. And now we are forgetting about what we have seen recently with these drones. Now, I want to show you this clip. This is clip number E. This is just Senator Tim Burchett talking about UAP disclosure. We had reports a few years ago of this anomaly of unidentified aerial phenomenon that was taking place. And there was all these whistleblowers coming out talking about the government's capture of these craft. Even claims that there were biological elements within the craft, basically living intelligent beings in the craft. From fairly credible sources all over the place. It came up. Everybody was talking about it out of nowhere for no reason. Unsolicited. It was just catalyzed and it was a topic of conversation. Then it goes quiet for years. And then we have these 800 drones pop up again and everybody is just desensitized to it. So nobody's asking the question, why aren't they being shot down if they're from China? This is clip number E, letter E from Tim Burchett.
People would riot. I mean, I was told that, you know, it was kind of weird. I was in the tunnel. One of the tunnels, capital, they're public, you know, and they're open now since COVID, whatever, after COVID. But, and it was kind of weird. A guy walked up to me that I knew and said, you know, Tim, he said, we really don't need to put this stuff out. And I was like, what? Mm. He said, yeah. He said, people couldn't handle it. There'd be riots. And I'm like, riots by who? You know, I could go to East Knoxville and have a forum on it. I could go to West Knoxville and have a forum. I could go to Loudoun, Lenore City, Dandridge, you know, wherever. I can Claiborne County or Granger County. You know what? People would say, I think there's something out there. I want to know the dadgum answer. I don't care their color.
You see, what they want you to do is they want you to think that it's aliens. And maybe it is aliens. Maybe it's some interdimensional, co-located being. I don't know. But I do know for a fact that our government is capable of recreating the same phenomenon with their technologies. We know we've seen it over the course of the second half of the 20th century and into the first half of the 21st century that the government's technology, the military technology is decades ahead of civilian technology and it is highly classified what they're capable of. And I think if not all of it, 99% of what we see in the sky is straight from our government. And I think this drone technology is the future of war. We're going to watch this clip of Mark Andreessen, founder of Netscape, talking about this. This is clip letter F.
There are entire military doctrines of not just us, but many other players. That
I asked someone I probably shouldn't name because I don't know whether this was in confidence. I asked a former admiral the other day, if shooting begins over Taiwan, how close can American aircraft carriers get? And he said, American aircraft carriers must stay 1,000 miles away from any hostile activity. The Chinese have already pushed the surface perimeter out 1,000 miles. Anyway, yeah. To your point.
And then, hypersonics exactly. Are coming and then drones are coming.
Exactly.
And this is why it's very important that these people be good, to your point. The drone thing is just at the very beginning. Because, like, the Ukraine stuff, it's primarily, there's a lot of hobbyist drones and there's these low-end drones. But, like, the drones are going to get very sophisticated. And they're going to get manufactured in much higher quantities.
They already are.
And so every time you see a drone today, just think of that. think of that actually being 1,000 drones.
There were 800 over the Tri-State area. You know,
so there's going to be this massive. So what is like?
And every time you see a light show from China where they're making dragons appear in the sky for some New Year celebration, what it really is a dog whistle to the intelligence community. Hey, look what we can do if we're doing this for fun as a light show for our people. Just imagine what we can do if these are all armed with bombs. You can't even come within 1,000 miles of our coast. And we know that we've weaponized China, that we have built up this enemy by becoming completely dependent on them for all of our manufacturing, even pharmaceuticals. We have built up their economy. We have funded the enemy. And so what you're going to see happen is increased tensions from China as we shift all of our manufacturing to India and develop new trade routes from India through Israel and then into Europe and look for any excuse possible to go to war with Iran. China backs Iran. Iran wants war with us and Israel because they want to end the dollar as the global reserve currency because we've abused that power with our currency for many decades. I'm not a fan of China or Iran, but that's their strategy. And so what my concern is we're coming up on this inauguration and this event on the 19th as well of January with Trump. I'm concerned they're going to use drones to attack. And I think we have to be very wary of this because if something like that happens, what you're going to see are reports trickle out within 72 hours, within 48 hours, that these drones used, that this attack done was backed by Iranian terrorists inside of the United States of America, and therefore it was an act of war on the United States of America, and we have to go to war with Iran. We only want to go to war with Iran because we're trying to go to war with China. It's all a proxy in that region right now before our eyes. And while this is all going on, thank God we have people like Secretary Blinken in power, making sure that people all over the world can read and write in English. This is clip letter R. Secretary Blinken on learning English.
Ah, yes. So, this is the Dominico Americana School in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Here we are with young students who are learning English through a program that was established and supported by the State Department. It is, simply put, our best export. Right now, in this moment in the world and in human history, English is the connecting language. And kids and their parents around the world know that to create even greater opportunity, to be able to connect to learning, to science, technology, to be able to communicate, maybe to be able to have a great job, English language skills are a huge plus, and I'm proud of the fact that we supported in so many countries.
Thanks, Secretary Blinken, for teaching other people how to read with our money and funding Nazis in Ukraine, billions upon billions of dollars on Hitler's birthday. Literally happened this year. Look it up. Well, all around us, enemy drones are flying around so that you can just allow them to conduct an attack on our own nation so you have an excuse to go to World War III. We love it. Thank you so much. Speaking of World War III and thermonuclear war, before we go to break and Owen Schroyer takes over with the legendary War Room, I do want to talk to you about Ultimate CMOS Gummies. Folks, Ultimate CMOS Gummies are our best-selling product. When we launched them months ago, the first time we sold out almost immediately. So we got a new supplier, we improved the formula, and now we are ensuring that we can always have as much of this in stock as possible because it's flying off of the shelf almost faster than we can stock it back up. They are delicious, and they are incredible for you. Now, these CMOS gummies come with a formula that includes bladderwrack and burdock root, which help make the iodine in the Irish sea moss as bioavailable as possible. So when you consume these gummies, you're not just loading your body up with vitamins that it naturally flushes out. Your body's actually able to absorb them. Now, even the CDC and the WHO and others say that iodine deficiency is one of the leading health problems the world over. It has issues with your immune system being weaker, your IQ being as much as a standard deviation or even two standard deviations lower than it's supposed to be. So make sure that you're getting your daily value of iodine right now, and do it by getting CMOS gummies right now. Not only are you fighting for your health and empowering your thyroid to detoxify your body from the toxins in the water and the air and the food that you consume, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air and the fight for humanity broadcasting worldwide.
The all-time fan favorite bestseller, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock, exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's great supplement company website. Ladies and gentlemen, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is the all-time fan favorite because listeners and viewers absolutely love it. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals. It's got a bunch of concentrated superfoods and super herbs, amino acids. It's got everything you need. So many people have health problems and issues because they have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. It tastes great, it's all natural, and it funds the InfoWar. Find out why it's been our number one bestseller. If you've never tried it, for those of you that have had it, you love it. It's available again, and it keeps us on the air at this critical time. So thank you all for your support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock, discounted at drjonesnaturals.com, and check out all the other great products while you're there. Thank you so much for keeping us in the fight. Now get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now at drjonesnaturals.com. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.